Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For a complete contest rule, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Look, there'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are. I want you out of here. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
I understand.
Is that clear?
Yeah, Jerry, I understand.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mr. Lightfoot.
Hang on.
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
all
and
right,
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Boy, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
Huh? So did Hitler.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me.
Yeah.
Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit. Okay, I'll sit in it.
Listen.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me. That the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you, the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What is a terrible car? Man, it's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins was driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. Some tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Are you serious?
Could you just say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara? It's the radio show I work for.
Hey, Don Geronimo and Michael who?
Mike O'Mara.
Michael Merriman?
No, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, Mike O'Mary.
Mike O'Mara.
And meanwhile, he's heard his name pretty good so far, right?
Hi, this is Ron Howard. Don't be a nerd.
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike, the sure cure for the
bitch ass.
Don and Mike.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these. Although I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right? About just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got 4 books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not, and yet it's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East side?
West side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area there.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
that. Agents.
Can't be much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
Hello?
Hi.
You.
I know. Look.
Not a word, not a note. What kind of person are you?
I'm sorry.
You need help. You're seriously f***ed up.
I got kids. I couldn't live without them.
It was the f***ing life you couldn't live without. The gambling, the money, who knows what else?
You're right. I didn't want to drag you down into this pit I'm in.
Everybody else is stupid to you, aren't they?
No.
You can throw your weight around down there in Jersey. Everybody kisses your ass.
I miss you.
I don't want to know you. I don't want to hear your voice. Don't ever call me again.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which... I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including,
you.
By the way, our new callers.
You
and that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha. Hugh Hamilton.
Boy,
you
are.
Are we on the air?
We're talking about our agent.
I got a very nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn.
Like, he's vigorous.
He's vigorous.
Sterling.
I was just sitting here talking to the crew and realized, and we never came back.
Yeah.
At least we didn't quite.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5. And out in Sacramento and way out there, you know, noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
No matter what, you find it's not enough.
This comes under the category of tighter than a nun. This song is so freaking tight.
Yep.
The only good thing from, I think, was it the second or third Beverly Hills? Well, whatever it was. Beverly Hills number 5.
How big a hit was this?
Real big, Mike.
Was it number 1?
Top 10. May have gone all the way to number 1.
Hello!
Was it not speaking about the Joel Whimper and the Billboard magazine top of 100 charts? Many songs are talking about whatever the studios that I happen to be working in when this song came out. As I recall, this was the Beverly Hills Cop School or something. This will be in Chicagoland, I do believe, in Chicago. Well, if I'm not wrong, didn't we have to play this song every 46 minutes of the morning?
That's correct.
I think we did. So, yes, Mike, this would be
smoking hit.
What was the question?
Is it a number one hit?
In Chicago it was.
We didn't curse.
Hello.
Standing right there, waiting to jump in with some useless fact.
Here he comes.
Ta-da! He's mentally retarded.
And really, how have you been?
How's your whimpering?
How's your gay fused velvet Taylor Hicks jacket?
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fred. And all the ships at sea. Sparkling cider, a game of risk, and you. Along with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! I get a joke. I get references to yesterday's show. Joshua Tree, Game of Risk,
right.
Warm Cider, sort of a double pierced beer, looking like Schwimmer from Friends. Well, as you can tell by the smell, it's the Don and Mike Show, everybody. New episodes.
Smell-o-vision.
On this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
05-24-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz is the only one who isn't, and he shows off all the time. Here's your phone numbers. We don't give them out often.
No.
So let's keep them our little secret. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. What are you laughing at?
Somebody we were talking about yesterday just went down the hall. Hello, Madonna.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Friends?
Yes. Yeah.
We have found a new way to disrespect the women that we work with.
Yeah.
Rather than calling them by their
first
name. I
have no intention of even coming close to disrespecting that woman.
That's right. Rather than calling them by their first name, we're now referring to them behind their backs.
But I fear her. I not only love her, but I fear her.
As Mrs. Whoever.
Right.
So for instance, like at the front desk, to her face we say, oh, hello, Colette. Have a nice day. There's,
right.
Did you see Mrs. Harris?
Ms. Harris.
I think it's Mrs.
Is it Mrs. Harris? Have we ever known that?
Well,
has it ever mattered?
If it's not, what's her ring size?
Yeah, exactly.
Sign me up, Daddy-O.
Yeah, if she's not, there's a catch about.
Hold on, phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can call us at 800-636-1067. And for a limited time, you're on Washington, D.C.'s WJFK. You can call 202-432-1067. That'll go away when we change studios. Now, let me see. Oh, on the intranet, yes. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live.
Yeah.
You can hear us there. Also, lots of the shows are being downloaded on iTunes, about 100 episodes there. Go to Talk Radio on iTunes. And anytime you need to contact us via email, know that someone is going to throw away whatever you send in.
All right, we have a guy for that. Yeah, but sometimes it's red, so that's a good thing.
Well, if it's red, that normally means blood, and that's bad.
red and angry.
R-E-A-D.
Yes, R-E-A-D. I believe Yanni in the back room reads them occasionally.
Some of them. No, Yanni reads them all, and our website, again, you can send email to us during the show or anytime, is donamikewebsite.com. For instance, we will open today's show by speaking to Yanni.
Hi there.
To find out, hello, friend.
Hi.
Be a love and tell us where we stand on the return of strip trivia, something we threw out there yesterday, a couple of times said, let's handle this through the intranet. Where do we stand right now, Yanni?
We're doing all right. I've got two women that are saying they're going to be here for sure. I got two on the hook, and once we get them shored up, then we'll take care of the guys.
So you would be talking about a total of four.
That is my hope at this point.
Now, hold on. Now, this is where it always gets dicey.
Yeah.
This is where it gets dicey, because it really ends up being your ass on the line.
I know.
That you got to research these
women.
That
is a highly unenviable position to be in.
Yes, Hugh.
Oh, and can someone Google him, please?
Hugh Hamilton.
We've
Hugh
got
Hamilton.
To find out about Hugh Hamilton.
This is Hugh Hamilton.
At his radio career, where he's been, how long the guy who burps has been calling him.
Oh, come on. Ha, ha.
Hugh Hamilton.
This is Hugh Hamilton. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We have to leave in 7 minutes.
I remember, for instance, back when, when Diana was our producer, when we started doing strip trivia, I would say to her, you know, the women, there's never a problem getting guys to show up for this game.
No.
But for women, I mean, you got to call them like every 30 minutes
to be nurtured.
To make sure they're going to show up.
Yes.
So, Yanni, I put it in your hands. No pressure. If you think we've got enough women to go with strip trivia tomorrow.
And on the hook normally means, you know, if it's an on the hook situation, usually that's not panning out. If they're going to play, they usually say, I'm calling to play. And you say, be here at such and such a time. And they say they're going to play.
I have two of those.
You have two of those. Okay, well, let's see.
We need 12.
Let's see if before the end of the show today, we can double that number.
Okay? I will do my best.
Sweet talking.
That would be at the
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Right. That's how we're doing it now. We're not doing the trolling on the air.
But I think we should emphasize the fact that the prize we are offering is just ducky.
Yeah.
It's a peachy prize package.
Right, Mike.
It is a peachy prize package of $1,500 in cash.
Wow.
And a wonderful television.
Mike, it's a 26-inch Samsung widescreen HD TV with LCD display. 5.1 digital home sound system because of scam digital wire. And as you mentioned, $1,500 in cash. Watch the hit comedy series, Malcolm in the Middle, during Kidzilla. We did it at 5:30. I'll do say it 20.
Wonderful.
So that's the name of that tune, okay? So send us those emails, kids. Okay?
We're not accepting calls for strip trivia, right?
No, we're not.
Calls.
No, we're not.
No calls, please.
No calls.
No calls. Just handle it all on the internet. That's the way that all pornography is handled now. All on the internet.
That's right.
Thank you, Yanni.
Welcome.
So we'll need an update before the end of the show. From you, please.
Good luck.
John?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's already on. He's feeling a tremendous amount. He's coming in right now.
Oh, here he is. Hi.
Here's his update.
Hello. Hi there.
How many do we have? No, just kidding.
12.
You just said that. 12. Very good.
What is? It's information. Hold on.
Information?
Information about Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Hamilton?
God, I hope not.
I'm looking forward to coming on to Don and Mike's show and playing strip trivia.
Talk Back.
He was born in Guyana, I understand.
Wonderful. Talk Back is an interactive news analysis program.
British or French, Buzz?
I don't know which.
Hmm. Well, let's give it a call. See if we can get a hold of the guy.
Polish Guyana.
All right, Rob, you're going to have to pick up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Hugh.
Hugh? Hugh? See who the hell picks up the phone. Because it was not only was there like a brief bio of the guy.
What's the name of the show?
Talk Back, and I think
Talk Back.
Talk Back with an exclamation mark.
Isn't WBAL? Of course, that's Baltimore. Duh. W Ball.
Bless you, Rob.
Thank you.
WBAL.
Make sure that I hop on that phone a little later.
Rob is allergic to Baltimore.
Oh, yes, may I speak to Hugh Hamilton, please?
Where are you at? WBAI, buddy?
In New York, right?
Oh, that's in Long Island.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, that was brief, Rob. That was incredibly
brief. WBAI to me looked like WBAL.
Yeah, the way they do
it. WBAI?
He has regretfully passed.
No.
He has the day off. I'll try and get him for tomorrow.
Okay.
The day off.
I'm at my home.
Wednesday.
I'm relaxing by the pool, enjoying a lovely fruity beverage, a pineapple drink. This is Hugh Hamilton.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. You're the first in line. Hi.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
How you doing?
Doing good. I called you guys quite a few years ago, and you guys called my wife.
I remember that.
Anyway, the reason why I'm calling now is we had our third child a month ago, and we brought the baby home. He's doing real well, but she has not picked a first name yet. And if you call her at home, maybe you can inspire her to pick a name.
Well, and, the only reason we would call her at home is if we were able to give the name, and it would have to be official.
Well, hold on a second. You mean so the baby was in the hospital for a month?
No. Baby came home like.
What have you been calling the child for the last month then? Just baby.
His middle name is Thor, and we've been calling him Baby Thor.
Uh-huh. You're lying.
No.
Baby Thor.
Yeah.
I want to just tell you,
Thor's always been a funny name I use.
First name open.
Are you a fan of this show?
Yes, I am.
Ethel Thayer. Ethel Thayer and her open Thor.
Open Thor. And you have no idea what the first name should be?
Well, it's the two top runners are Aiden and Loden.
No.
I'm going to give you a three just off the top of my head.
Oh, good.
Well, maybe just, well... No, just two. And I mean this seriously. First one would be Gomer.
Think about it.
No. No. The second, I've got three for you, actually. The second one is Dale Jr.
No.
Can I offer one?
How about F Face?
How about I can't believe it's.
Well, that
excuse me.
Dad.
Excuse me. I was offering a name.
Okay.
Pay attention. How about I can't believe it's not butter?
Well, I'm asking you to call my wife and let her know.
I don't believe you.
No, if it was a girl, I would say, of course, my favorite name for a girl is chlamydia. That's beautiful. There's nothing nicer than a
just
young...
It's like, where's my little flower, chlamydia?
Chlamydia. That's nice.
Well, we already have our daughter's name.
Have you thought about initials? Like D.A.?
For what?
D.A. D.A., good listener.
D.A.
It's a boy?
It is
a boy.
This will now end another episode of Babies Having Babies.
Yes.
This phone call was brought to you by whoever makes rubbers. Whoever makes rubbers, we urge you to get the price down, and everybody that wears them, double up.
Let's do the Southern thing. What is your mother's maiden name?
Magnus' daughter. From Iceland. I know you guys have been there.
Magnus. How can you go wrong with Magnus?
Magnus Thor.
Well, I have another son, and his name is already Magnus.
All right, what? Okay, then. I'm going to go with the comic book theme, then. Why not call him, like, Spider-Man?
Can I throw mine in?
So it's Spider-Man Thor.
He would love Spider-Man Thor.
How about Yaz?
Well, Mike Yaz is a fag.
That's okay.
I think that everybody... That
great ball player, though.
That would have to be the name, though. Yaz is a fag.
I hate it when you say that. Always hurts. Always stings.
Or what about, a catchy, like, Charlie Horse?
Charlie Horse Thor.
Charlie Horse Thor.
How about Zippy? Sea Spray?
Spazzy.
Velveeta. Oh, that's a woman's name.
Come on, dummy. Listen, that's it. We're done with you. Really.
If you can't name them, don't make them.
You know what's a really good one that's never used? You know what? Every time I start to tell you a name, can you hear me?
Mike, you always say that.
I'm going to have a panic attack.
You always know. Mike, you're going to have a Hispanic attack.
Hispanic attack. Give me a break. Can you hear me, sir?
Not very well, but I'm...
Oh, okay. He's lying, Mike.
All right.
This is part of why you are having panic attacks for 20 years.
Hispanic attacks.
For 20 years you've screamed. Can people hear you?
It's either him having trouble hearing me or just he's an agenda caller.
No, he is.
Hear that? Yeah. Okay.
Well, would you like to call her?
No.
No, not really. I mean, as Mike said, not unless we have some actual right to name the child.
You know what? How about a name with staying power? Like Free FM.
No, how about this? How about Leroy?
Or Leroy.
Leroy Thor.
I like Leroy.
Or dyslexic Elroy.
No, Leroy. Leroy Thor.
There you go. Leroy Thor.
How about Puck?
Pardon me, Mike?
Puck.
Puck Thor.
Puck. Puck Thor. You think I'm joking?
Big Puck Thor.
Big Buck. That's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
Okay.
Determine the reason. Where is this call coming from?
Area code 571.
Where is that? Local.
Virginia, yeah.
How old are you with three children?
I'll be 40 later this year.
Oh, okay. So you space them out a little bit?
30.
Well,
40.
All right. Well, listen. Name your name your own baby. I mean, you made it by yourself.
Name that baby.
I mean, who doesn't give thought? Is it because you're on your third? Did you just run out of gas?
Kind of. Well, I provided the middle name, and she was going to provide the first name.
How about a nice ambiguous name? I like those names that are man and woman's names, like Leslie
or Goldie.
I say,
Goldie and Kim. Goldie.
Here's what you do. Again, I'm going to go with the double name, but I think, make it indicative of the time. Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest, Thor, yes. Whatever. Jughead, right. Whatever your last name is. Or Simon Cowell for Jughead.
You know a name that I've always been partial to, and it's since you're from Scandinavia, the Scandinavian area. How about Node? You laugh every time.
Node 4.
Yeah.
Node.
Oh, what's wrong?
And without setting off the alarm. Yeah, I'm gonna give me a pass.
Okay.
What about Hammer Thor?
That's
true.
How about Thor's hammer?
Well, now you're the one that made Thor the middle name.
And still, have you registered, christened, or gotten a birth certificate with the regular name on it?
No, we have to send that in within some sort of time limit.
You'll get around to it.
I'm sure we will.
How
about Hop Sing? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if my Icelandic relatives would really get that.
How about 1, 2, 3, 4?
There you go. I like that one.
Uh-huh. How about cold?
I like it.
See, this is what we need. We need some good ideas, some fresh ideas.
Yeah, we're cooking now.
Ideas. Oh, boy.
It's a long name. You might have to hyphenate it.
Okay.
Every rose has it.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? And that's where we're out. That's
God.
There you go, Mr. One Too Many. Thank you, Jackie. Jackie the Joke Man. And thank you, first.
Bye!
It's first Wednesday, Rob.
I think caller of the day.
I think we've done some good here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I killed it.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. You're on the air. Hi.
Mike, I'm a hypnotist, and I'm sure I can help you with your anxiety. I deal exclusively with anxieties and phobias.
Okay, Blackstone, I don't need any help from a hypnotist. I'm managing it the only way I know how, which is, I drink the better part of a fifth of whiskey before I come on the show.
Well, hypnosis is just a bit healthier, but
right.
Close if you have your vice.
Yeah, just about a bit healthier as soon as I'm, having you-know-what with you. How healthy is that?
You can't do anything.
Pretty much, all of a sudden you put me under and I pull a veto on you for your own personal pleasure.
You go home and your butt is bleeding.
That's right. I know how that works.
And all you've had is a glass of cranberry juice.
I went to a hypnotist one time for fear of flying. Another one of my many anxieties.
How'd that work out?
Didn't work out well at all.
His butt was bleeding.
He did it at a hotel, and he did it in a hotel room.
Well, there
and
you
he
go.
Said,
yeah.
Here, put this tape on and put the headphones on.
Yeah.
And he made me sit out in the in the hotel hallway.
Put this tape on.
How'd you get out of the tape?
I ran.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I fled.
It was a very white
masking tape. Hello,
fled.
Duct tape. Hello, Don and Mike crime scene tape. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes.
I was wondering if you guys had... We're aware that the only radio station in Louisiana was now replacing you with the Dr. Laura show.
Well, you hear that? That was the sound of my jaw hitting the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
Does
sound.
Does that give you pleasure?
That was the sound of my jaw hitting the floor.
Does that give you pleasure to share that with us?
Yeah, actually, I'm disgusted that they would do that to you.
He likes it.
Well, no, he likes it.
Anytime we're
just bearer of bad news, ma'am.
Anytime we are replaced in one of the few markets that we're syndicated to, I've got no problem when it's a great broadcaster replacing us.
That's right.
Like famous bunt Dr. Laura.
Mm-hmm. Nice bush.
Good luck.
She can help you through it, sir.
Yeah, don't forget that those tapes of her naked. God, looked like Ben Wallace's fro down there. I swear to God.
The only thing it was missing was the John 3:16 sign.
I swear to God. The guy in the end zone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going?
Hi there. Listen, let's stop all this poppycock about affiliates and stuff, okay?
Yeah.
What are we down to, 28 stations? That's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Fine for us.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it's fine, and when it's satisfied, we've satisfied the executives at CBS, where we are known as the priority.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going today?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, pleased to be explaining the cranberry juice.
No, pleased to be a regular listener of the show.
I am. I hear it. I know the line.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. You know, that's bad. Okay, go run Truth or Dare with Madonna.
You were too kind. You know what? That was you being as nice
as
you can be.
Is that my motto?
You know, people always say that we slam callers. You could not have been any more. That's exactly the advice that caller required.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He won't do it, though.
Hello.
It's homework.
Yo. Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. This is cool. Check it out. I went down, I was down in Santa Monica, California a couple weeks ago, and I ran into Larry David in this little coffee shop, and I saw on his iPod, he had your guys' podcast on his iPod. So
okay, let's all play This Man Is Lying.
What do we have? What do we have?
Bring him a meat tray for the big liar.
What do we have for him?
Hey, look. You know what this is?
What?
This was a sample that I had to bring to the veterinarian this morning.
Congratulations, sir.
That's right. It's 2.1 pounds of prime.
That's just me.
Prime German Shepherd bowel movements. There it is. Look at it.
Enjoy.
Beautiful, like almost like Flaming Alaska.
Baked Alaska.
Which
sure.
is flaming. They right. set it on fire.
In all seriousness, how close would you have to get to another human being to see what that individual has on his or her iPod? It'd be a very difficult pull, I would think, to be able to. Yeah, what would you have to put your chin on the person's shoulder and look over it to see the iPod? You have to get awfully. The proximity would have to be definitely in violation of their personal space.
I mean, and understand, everybody, the reason we're reacting this way is, of course, that would be a wonderful compliment.
Sure.
But we know it's 100% crap.
Can't be true.
Right. Like, yeah. Okay, so our show...
Now that we've said that, we should allow the caller to present his evidence.
Oh, no, he hung up already.
Of course he did.
Of course.
So that means that game, set, and match. Game, set, and match. Of course he hung up on
it. Hugh Hamilton.
This is Hugh Hamilton. Larry David does not have the Don Mike show on his iPod.
You know, I mean, you want to know really the level of celebrity that and I'm not talking about... Somebody who we know, who you might know, like maybe Patton Oswalt might have a couple of our episodes. I know Caliendo has some of them, Frank Caliendo.
Sure.
But, I mean, I'm talking about...
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me see. I'm looking at what's on TV tonight.
That's how I roll.
Let me see. What is this? Law and Order? Lost? I don't
ding,
know.
Ding.
I can't give you a good example, except maybe like... someone on that... that 70s show, who maybe has only been featured in one or two episodes,
mm-hmm.
and would only be really known to someone who actually watched that 70s show. Someone who has a recurring role that is so small it's not really a recurring role, but only if you're a fanatic of the show would you notice, hey, this is like the second or third time this dweeb has been on.
Right.
Well, that would be the level that I would think.
Maybe Dave Price.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Too big?
Don't think he's...
Think I have to aim a little lower?
Don't think Dave Price from the CBS Morning Show is that much of a fan that he would download our show on an iPod.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. I'm just trying to think what I can do to aim lower.
Our show doesn't go anywhere where famous people live.
That's exactly the problem.
You can't hear... No. Yeah. Well, Buzz, that's half the problem. And the other half of the problem is the show.
Well.
Don't
any celebrities like want to get away from that Hollywood lifestyle and buy a house in Wichita? I guess not.
No.
That wouldn't happen.
How about in Sacramento or Baltimore? Or here in D.C.? Now, you know, okay, we do broadcast from the world's most powerful city.
Mm-hmm.
Big, 5 million people. Big, huge city, Washington, D.C. I really can't think of it, because, you know, when you think about D.C., you think about politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I can't picture any of those dickweeds listening to this show.
No.
iPodding this show.
No, not any of them.
I'll bet we get families of celebrities, you know, like aunts and uncles.
Maybe
like
Tom
that.
Davis.
Who's Tom Davis?
Congressman Tom Davis from Virginia.
See, but he doesn't count. I mean, he's not famous enough.
Yeah.
Because he's just...
famous on the Hill, you know, as a powerful congressman, but he's not nationally famous like, a John McCain or something like
that. Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about celebrities...
And I don't think, you know what? I think he probably wouldn't listen either.
No.
I'm trying to think who it would be. I mean, you can't aim low enough. You'd have to go really, really... How about sports figures? No.
Relatives of sports figures.
No.
Relatives of sports figures.
There's nobody famous that would ever download this show for any reason on an iPod. You know, how sad is that?
Well,
how truthful is that?
Newsmen? Any newsmen?
Please. Yeah, right. Bob Schieffer.
He loves this show.
Come on, Mike. No. God damn, no.
JW?
Who?
Judy Woodruff? I think Judy Woodruff might give it a shot.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Nobody famous and it's okay.
L.S.? Stahl?
Leslie Stahl?
Come on.
Leslie Stahl? I don't even think Stahl's here. I think she's in...
She always used to be up in the Redskins box.
Well, that's when she was...
Jack Cancun.
Dear God. That's when she was enjoying the Redskins games with Jack Cancun.
That's totally inappropriate.
This is Hugh Hamilton. Hugh Hamilton. You know, sad to say that probably the closest we would come would be Leah. Lisa Remedy.
Well, what happened with that? She never got back to us.
Yeah.
Did we actually call her?
You tried.
Did we reach out?
No word back yet.
No word back. Rob tried.
Maybe.
So,
that's over.
Nobody famous. That's okay. Oh, hold on. Maybe Van Patten. Do you think Van Patten has an iPod?
No.
No.
He has the V-Pod.
But he's got all those sons and grandchildren and stuff, so he's probably kind of techno. He's got some technology.
He would be like our only celebrity shot. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not counting someone like Frank Caliendo. Right. Hello.
Hello. I was listening to the show yesterday.
Yes.
And you said you didn't go to college. And I can't believe that because you're so well-spoken.
He is, isn't he?
There it is.
That's a very nice compliment. Very nice compliment indeed.
You know, you normally hear that, Hugh Hamilton. You normally hear that when it's a big, burly black athlete being interviewed by a white man on television. Like when the diminutive Bob Costas has to stand next to the large Shaquille O'Neal and say, you know what, he's a gentle giant, he's a well-spoken man.
Yes, indeed.
As if to infer, how can this mongoloid possibly put one sentence together, this caveman?
Oh, come on.
Thank you for the call.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Rob, I do not think Jim Nance has an iPod.
But if he did.
Not a chance.
Wow. I don't know. If President Bush has one, Jim Nance might.
Not a chance with Nance. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was a gift, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi there.
Oh, good. I was just going to say, how about the Mighty Thor?
Okay, but hold on. Yeah, maybe we should have had that back 25 minutes ago. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies, what's up? Hey, I drive a limo up in Baltimore, and when John DeBalter was up there throwing a ladder 49, I had your show on it. He did say he liked it, but I don't know if he had an iPod.
Now, unlike the iPod guy, I totally believe this.
Yes.
I believe that you're a limo driver. I believe you had John Travolta in your limo. And I believe, did he fly his own plane in?
No, he's flying in on a BWI. He didn't fly his own plane, no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only Baltimore. All right, gotta go later.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice.
There you go.
What's this?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, right.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yeah, because that's what John Travolta thought when he's getting on the plane. I got to remember, what was that funny show that limo driver was playing? Because I got to get me some iPods of that.
I have to fly to my house.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Andrew in Vegas. Although I'm not a limo driver, I am a driver and do play a lot of poker here in Vegas and have played with Dick Van Patten and happen to know he does have an iPod. And besides that, I can tell you someone famous who has listened to your show.
Okay, but now the topic really was...
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll accept listen to the show.
We'd like to hear. Oh, that's pathetic.
I know it is.
Because you know what it means? You know what it means?
Who are you talking to?
It means like the other guy. It means like the last guy. This guy's a driver, so he had the show on the radio in Vegas.
But I'm curious here, because there's somebody... Who's the famous person that listens?
I know, I want to distance myself.
Siegfried or Roy?
No, it's not Siegfried and Roy, but just about...
Danny Faggot Gans?
But no, Wayne Newton.
No.
No.
I'm kidding you. I'm not telling you he listens to it regularly. I've driven him several times. But he has listened to the show.
You are so gullible.
Of fact, he's,
dude, what do you mean I'm gullible? I said no.
You said no.
Yes.
Oh.
Can I explain?
Thank you. For a man with such a highly tuned crap detector, I guess when you said no, I thought you said whoa.
You've played poker with Dick Van Patten?
Yes, I have.
What other famous people were with you when you played poker with him? Did you play in like a casino?
All the time.
All right, so he just was there.
Yes.
But Mr. Newton is actually from Virginia and from Shenandoah.
Of course.
And, he loves stuff from Virginia and D.C. area.
Oh, sure.
So not claiming to be a personal friend, but hey,
Take it for what it's worth. You can take it, leave it, whatever.
So hold on. Indulge us for a second then.
Yeah, so you've been a driver for Wayne Newton?
And you've had the show on, and then what's happened?
He commented about the show. Who's that? I said, well, actually, Mr. Newton, they're from Virginia. Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area. He said, oh, turn it up. That's it. Now, whether he listens to it more, I have no idea.
Huh. Oh, we've got to get...
So,
I don't believe it. No.
Don't have to. You don't. I'm not asking for. I'm not asking for you to believe it.
Let me just. Let me just say what I do. What I do is pipe the show in from my guinea hens.
Now
I have my stallions. Listen to the show.
We may someday get an answer for this. We've been chasing Wayne Newton for about 3 months.
Sure. Yeah. Like he'll remember. Like, you know what he'll say? You know, like any phony celebrity. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I was in a car with the driver. Okay. Goodbye.
It's way too good to be true.
It might be true.
Yeah. Because that falls into the category of the type of celebrity that we've had so much fun with over the years, right. Where that would be...
We'd have fist fights.
Like that.
And I'd end up at the short end of that stick. I took up karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
Right there.
Wayne Newton.
That's
Wayne
the
Newton.
Greatest Wayne Newton tape in the world.
Wayne Newton.
Johnny Carson began a routine about Wayne that seemed to mock his masculinity.
You know, I'd done his show 20 times. Why would he be making those jokes about me? And he would say things like, I don't know if you've seen Wayne Newton and Liberace in the same bathtub, but it is pink.
The new Wayne Newton wasn't laughing along anymore. He went to Carson's studio unannounced and confronted him.
And I closed the door. And I said, I don't know why you're doing that kind of trash humor about me, but it better stop, and it better stop now or I'm going to knock you on your ass. I'm sorry it had to happen,
yeah.
Because I was a big fan of his, and maybe therein lies the real problem. I was hurt more than I was angered or felt threatened about my masculinity.
The jokes stopped.
Sure.
I love that story.
I'll kick your ass.
And he was never on the Johnny Carson show after that.
Never was.
I'm sure.
Never was.
I'm going to knock you right on your ass.
I
took up karate.
I didn't mean anything by it.
Because I wanted to kill my brother.
Remember, you lost a lot of weight. You only ate Caesar salad.
Your brother just ass. Caesar salads.
I loved you on the Lucy show.
I just want to thank everybody. I was just at my show at the Sands.
Hi, old faggot. Hi, old sea sucker. Hey, what's it like taking up the poop chute of Liberace, huh?
He's not going to like that.
Hi-yo.
He's going to fly out here, get off his private jet, and knock us right on our ass.
Yeah, big show. Hi, old big show tonight. Yeah, hey, faggot night.
That's right. Liberace, hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
That's scary. So now, if you're keeping track... We are the show of celebrities. We've been endorsed by both John Travolta and Wayne Newton, and of course the aforementioned Dick Van Patten.
And
Larry David on his iPod.
And don't forget, as we go to break, let's
canceled in Louisiana.
Right.
For Dr. Laura. So.
The good and the bad.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Bittersweet.
Ups and downs.
The good, the bad, and now definitely the ugly.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so.
Uh-huh.
If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership.
Wow.
You're reinstated.
The Don and Mike Show.
Reinstated for free.
They have an eye for the unexpected, Don and Mike.
You are... What did you say, reimbursed?
You are... You're a member for life.
You're a member for life.
Don't know me, but I'm your brother.
I was just filling.
Is this Taylor?
This will be...
I've never heard him, like, on the radio.
This will be Taylor Hicks' single on the American Idol album.
I thought the single was going to be what he sang last night.
Nope, they got two different records, Mike.
This might work.
They got one record that's going to be all of the losers and him each singing a song. And then they've got... Yeah?
It's called Season 5 Encore.
Thank you.
I think he wins it in a walk tonight.
Yeah, and then he's got that dumb song that they made him sing last night. This is the problem with American Idol, and I'm going to say that it's like football.
I like that. What you just played. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
No, he's okay. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think he's going to win. Much like I feel anxiety when the end of the football season comes, to me this is like a Super Bowl where it's, you already know the outcome. Where it's like when Buffalo played every year and they lost every year, or you're thinking, God, there's not a chance this is even going to be a good game, because don't you know already that he's already won?
But this is American Idol, and you don't know that he's already won. And you're the one yourself, I think you said it, if you didn't say it this past season, you said it in years past, that's what makes the show great. You never really know. Nobody thought that Chris Daughtry guy was going to get voted off.
But she's not the 69 Jets. What I mean is, this would be, I'm going to be a real faggot, use a sports analogy. This would be, in my mind, a huge upset. I think it will be close tonight between these two idiots on American Idol.
Right.
But if the chick wins, Mike, forget it. I check out tomorrow. I mean, I go live on an island by myself with my iPod.
You'll be extremely upset? Well, you'll be extremely upset?
Hugh Hamilton? Neither one of them is really,
Well, last night sucked. I mean, I was really waiting for, the breakout song that maybe somebody would do, so, or maybe even both of them would do. What they did, and somebody wrote about it in USA Today that said it was, they rehashed two songs, and that sucked. That's a bad idea. They should have new songs so that we can hear them do something different, and they didn't do that. And I was really disappointed. Over the Rainbow again.
But they're doing it because they got a lot of people watching who maybe hadn't watched all year long.
Right.
It was a last chance, and I agree. I mean, it was like with both of them, it's like, ugh. You know, the show gets so hyped up, and then they come out, and the best you can do is him just jumping around like a retard.
What's amazing,
which won it for him, incidentally, right?
I believe it won it for him. I thought he was he was not as jumbled up with nerves as she appeared to be. I thought he was more, and maybe it's the difference between somebody who's 21 and somebody who's 29. He's, he's performed before, and she's done it, but not as long as he has. And she seemed like she was a little overwhelmed.
But this year on American Idol, I was going to say they don't seem very good, but then I saw that, Carrie Underwood chick won some country music award last night.
Yeah, and she's selling a ton of records in the country format.
She's singing about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She's singing about you. I saw Reba McEntire on TV last night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all you three people who are watching this show while it's on against American Idol. Have I told you you're my favorite? So maybe I'm wrong, because I didn't think Carrie Underwood was terribly talented.
I think you're right, but I'm also saying it's American Idol, and And I'm surprised you didn't pick up on the fix-it factor, where with Simon saying, I believe you now won the competition.
Oh, of course.
And that was the one moment where I said, okay, who knows what's going to happen. Maybe this is exactly what they're going to do, the old bait and switch.
Because you know exactly what he's doing. What he's doing is saying, vote for the chick.
Yes.
I mean, at least that's how I interpret it.
Maybe he is.
When he says...
Or like you said in years past, I'm quoting you again here, that perhaps voting is really irrelevant, that this is a foregone conclusion, that they're going to anoint the star that they feel is most bankable.
Marketable, sure.
Yeah. Who would be Catherine? I mean, Catherine, as much as Taylor is, I think, a better performer on stage, I think when they get her in a studio and get her all polished up, she could be a little more... bankable.
I like to see her undressed.
See, she didn't wear anything.
I'd like to see another one of those buttons.
She's lost a lot of weight.
I could do without the shots of her daddy crying.
Oh, last night was the official, I'm fed up with that. And they just keep the camera on him with his little red eyes with the tears. Come on, stop it.
Buzz, to recap, because don't watch it. It's down to the final two.
Right.
And the performances last night were less than spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And you were left with the feeling, like I said, when you're watching a Super Bowl, it's like at the end of the first half, it's like, oh, this sucks. This is the biggest game of the year, and this is it. And then tonight, they're going to stretch that like I stretch that midget. I mean, it is not only a 2-hour show.
Whoa,
a lot of stretch.
It is a 2-hour, 30-minute show.
Christina Applegate was sitting alone. I don't know if you noticed that.
That's not right.
They're doing an extra 30 minutes tonight with the red carpet thing. And how about all the real celebrities who don't have deals with Fox who are there? Like,
I saw Christina Applegate, they had a few shots of...
Ben Stiller.
Nah. Ben Stiller was there?
Yeah, he's got no deal. Coincidentally, like all of the X-Men are there, of course, because it's a Fox movie opening this weekend.
Right.
I'm not sure.
This is Hugh Jackman.
What is this?
Oh, come on.
All right, to be fair now, here is Cat McPhee.
Ah, yes.
This is not a gag. This is from that same American Idol record. This is her singing with Stink by Aretha Franklin. Stink? You gotta
think. Stink? Think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah. Hey, let your mind go, let yourself be free.
Therefore, that let's go back, let's go away on a way that way. You know, Buzz, you'd be the perfect judge for this. Hold on.
Okay.
Go back to Taylor Hicks.
Okay.
Listen to 30 seconds.
Are they all on there, incidentally?
No.
Are they,
the top
or,
10.
The top 10?
We only have three.
You know what? We'll play 30 seconds of the top three.
All right.
All right. So we'll start with Chris.
Are we going to have Buzz pick the hit?
Yeah. Or pick the winner. Okay, the one he likes the best.
Okay. Pick a winner. Stick with a winner and pick.
Here is Chris Daughtry.
All right. Now this guy's out. Got it.
But he's going to be on this American Idol record anyway.
Right.
Well, I hope he doesn't waste his 35 seconds of inside like this where DJs could be talking. Hey, I know this one already. The Bon Jovi classic. Because he's a rough, tough guy with his black T-shirt. Was it dead or alive? Hey, how about the Heather Locklear, huh? Dead or alive? Ain't she wild? Heard she broke up with David Spade.
Yeah.
Heard he's hung like that horse that broke his leg.
All the same.
Tight.
Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away.
All right, that's Chris Daugherty.
Right.
Daugherty.
Very capable, Daugherty, certainly.
Excuse me. Here is...
What a wonderful compliment.
Here is Cat McPhee.
Uh-huh. Very easy on the eye.
It's good because Buzz doesn't watch the show.
That's
Buzz
right.
Doesn't know these singers.
Right.
Think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah. Let your mind go.
Solid and straightforward.
Yeah. You know what that sounds mm-hmm. to me like?
What?
And I know this from being with my grandkids.
Uh-huh.
Radio Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A little?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, all of this is a little milquetoast.
A little screechy, too. Uh-huh. Every time I'm in the car with them, it's like, Grandpa, turn that off. This is up in Minneapolis. Like, I turn like KDWB, the closest thing to a top 40 station. Turn that off. Turn on Radio Disney. Radio Disney. Radio Disney. It was great last night when Ryan Seacrest introduced Chris, but then didn't let him speak. Wasn't that a great moment?
It was a real moment.
He was enough to talk.
He was. He wanted to say something to all his fans, Rob.
Oh, and Buzz here now is Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Everybody, Al-Qaeda will be a power. No one want to send this without my good friend Michael Mara. I want to say he's anti-American, he's having Hispanic attacks. Mike, hello, senor.
You don't know me, but I'm your bro.
Was that a hello, senor, that I got there at the end?
Very good. Love, Mike.
I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind in your world.
All right, there you go, Buzz. You've heard 30 seconds of each of them. That was Taylor.
Here's my answer.
Buzz Burbank.
With
and
a pick to click. Taylor Hicks, although very, very professional, I don't think he's marketable. And the Catherine McPhee, although, perfectly adequate as a singer, is marketable because she's pretty. So my choice, if you want to sell records, it was going to have to be Catherine McPhee.
Who do you like better?
Not who do I like better?
Yeah, no, but
I guess Catherine McPhee. I mean, even though I think Taylor Hicks is more talented, it's milquetoast. I wouldn't buy anything he recorded.
Let me ask you another question, because we do have to take ourselves out of it.
Right.
Who do you think more people are going to vote for? You've seen pictures of these people. I mean, you see them in the paper. There they are. They're right there. You don't watch the show.
Right, right. And I've seen clips of especially Catherine McPhee and Taylor Hicks. I would be surprised. I guess, I mean, what I hear is that people will go for Taylor Hicks. I would be surprised. My pick would still be Catherine McPhee because she's pretty.
Okay.
Let me offer this about Taylor Hicks. There is one element of him where he looks a little shifty.
Spooky and weird.
He looks a little, and I noticed this last night more than anything, when he finished his song, he's singing, and he's, like, caught up in the moment, and he's very likable when he's singing. And then as soon as he stops singing, you realize how close his eyes are together, and he gets that beady-eyed little look.
Dog eyes.
Almost an evil look, right?
You see it when someone else is performing,
right,
and they cut over to it.
He's just got that beady little eye.
I've already identified it. Yeah. It is what I call the Mark Cuban look.
Phrase.
If you gave Tanner Hicks, like, a Herman Munster haircut, he would look just like Mark Cuban. And really, someone should Photoshop, I'm not kidding about this, Taylor Hicks and Mark Cuban. I think facially, very, very similar.
Do you think that the look of Taylor Hicks, I mean, because everybody's made it through the gray hair, I think that's fine, that's no trouble at all, but he still has that little shifty, goofy look. Do you think that's going to affect the voting at all? And his likability factor?
Tricks take a bad boy.
I don't think he's a bad boy, though.
Yeah, no.
I think he's more like, you know, will you help me put the sofa in the van?
Hold on. What was the dirt on him? Was it weed?
Yeah, I think it was weed, but it was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that, knowing a couple of guys in his band. I can't imagine that would be the case.
So that's the skeleton he's carrying around. And God knows what baggage she has. Because, you know, let me just say, anybody that pretty.
Right.
And that Stepford Wives slumps like she came right out of a mold. I tell you, there's got to be something happening there. There's got to be, with Catherine McPhee.
I think it's probably tantrums.
There's got to be something.
That's right. Daddy, she's probably like Violet Bick in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Bitter, violent tantrum.
She's probably, Daddy, seriously, you see that, Father? It would be, Daddy, I want to do heroin.
Yes, baby.
But seriously, who's going to buy a record by any of these people? And therefore, why are tens of millions of people watching?
Lots of schmucks. These schmucks sell records to schmucks, Buzz.
I guess.
Mr. Spiewak has a theory. Yes. He thinks the Catherine McPhee has horrendous odor.
What, the female odor?
Yes. Of course.
Of course he does, course. Right? Yeah, naturally. Naturally, Johnny Misogyny.
She is a woman.
Oh, my God. You know what?
I don't think so, because of the whole separate thing.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's probably, well, it's one of two things. Either it's never been touched, or it's been used so much. It's like a backed up toilet.
You think that she's been used and abused? You think she's a closet little minx?
Little whore? Little spoiled rich girl from Southern California.
She is a Scientologist. Where do they weigh in on promiscuity?
I'm not sure, but she seems to me to be, you know, too obsessed with pleasing. You know, the parents,
right,
and everybody's
I sucky.
That's how promiscuity begins.
You wish.
Sure I do.
I don't think so, though. I just don't think so. I don't think she's that type.
You don't think so?
If anything, she's too,
you know, here's a
perfect girl next door.
You know, I mean, it's like you'd get her in the car and you'd drive away from her house to, like, Pleasantville. You know what I mean? Like, white picket fence.
Yeah.
Bye, Mumsy. Bye, Dad. She's in the corner. She'd, like, start unbuttoning her blouse and go, God damn it, can we get a Jack and Coke? And how about some Marlboro Lights?
Wouldn't that be great?
And Jesus Christ, can I just say, oh, these pants are killing me. Would you mind if I just wore my panties while we drove down the PCH?
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be great.
That's your Pacific Coast Highway.
Well, she's 21, so she's a grown-up, and she can do whatever she wants.
That would be just,
I don't know.
You'd be driving, and she'd just say, you know what I'd like? A nice diddle. Right. Sure, honey. It's not a stick shift. I can handle it.
Keep the car in the lane. Keep the car in the lane, silly.
And meanwhile, the whole time...
Silly goose.
The whole time you're diddling, you're like, who's the American Idol? Who's the American Idol?
Will you play a piano solo for me? Play a piano solo for me. Keep the car in the lane. Silly.
Catherine McPhee, whore.
When do we get to Monkey Bar? Keep the car in the lane. Come on.
Oh, I can't go. I can't go in there right now. Look what you've done to me.
What am I going
to
do now? I'll improvise just like I always do. Listen, our fantasy.
Yes.
Our dirty old man fantasy right here, right now.
Oh, I'm a good girl on TV,
mm-hmm.
But when I'm here with you, I'm so bad.
My dad is such an ass.
God, I hate his guts. Do me! Do me!
Or even how about the best conspiracy of all? Last night after the show, like at 3 a.m. somewhere in the Hollywood Hills, Simon Cowell up there in a hot tub. He and Randy Jackson.
Did you hear what I said about Taylor? I've ensured your success, darling.
Dog. Yo, check it out. Check it out.
Keeping it real.
You're naked. Get your ass in the hot tub. Yo, check it out, dog.
You're looking great in this competition. Now come to bed. Off you go. I'm satisfied now. Off you go. Get me a pizza.
I have to take care of Randy first.
Oh, yeah, no way. You think Randy and Simon are there together?
That's what I'm saying.
And Paula?
Paula videotaping.
Paula's like passed out on the couch. Paula's passed out on the kitchen floor.
But no, but
big pile of vomit.
McPhee's after the show is trying desperately to find Paula Abdul. Everybody thinks it's because they want to like bond or something. She goes, I need a birth control pill. I'm going over to Simon's tonight. Please, do you have the morning after pill?
Has Paula ever stood up and applauded for Catherine McPhee?
No.
That you're aware of?
No.
I have never seen her do that.
But she's done it for plenty of boys.
And I'm sure that she has, but somebody will say, yeah, I remember episode 3, she stood up and applauded.
Well, Buzz, as you can tell, it will all be over by this time tomorrow.
Yes, I thought Simon looked ridiculous in a sport coat.
This jacket?
It just didn't look right. Am I right about that? Didn't it look like it was just, looked like seriously he pulled it out of a trunk.
Anything can happen on any given Wednesday.
That's like me talking about basketball.
I love it when you mock, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
You, Hamilton.
I think that Taylor came out of the closet last night with his little pink jacket. And did you see the way he ran?
Ma'am, hold on. You need to adjust your color. If you were seeing a pink jacket, I believe it was purple.
Okay. Like, it looked purplish pink to me. Either way, I think he came out of the closet, especially when he ran up the steps and did his little girl run while he was singing. He looked so gay.
Did he have your vote up until then?
No.
No. Well,
I loved Chris. Chris was the best.
Okay, let it go. Hi, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Paula was falling out last night, don't you agree, down in the chest area?
Is that a comment about her breasts, or are you using some sort of southern comment about her being excited?
Chest area.
I like to fall out.
I think last week she indicated that she had the strap stuff, the double stick stuff that was holding her boobs to her dress, and, you know, those are fake, but I wouldn't mind seeing them.
I believe they're fake, and also she had one done larger than the other.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike and Buzz. Hello.
Hi.
I watched the ACM Awards, the Country Music Awards, and I have three observations about Carrie Underwood that I want to know if you agree with.
Well, is one of them her incredible set of milkshake machines, which I saw her running up on stage with?
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Since her Idol day, she's lost about 20 pounds.
Oh,
she looked damn fine in that dress. Oh. Plus, I think she sings a lot better than that girl on the Idol show now. What do you say?
No.
What say you? I agree that she is a better singer than that cat.
I don't know about the singing. All I know is that when I saw the clip of her,
because I thought she was hot even when she was on the show.
Of her winning the award, and she runs up on stage. She got this black dress on.
Have they had her like totally done up now?
No, she looks the same. She's just pretty, but it's like all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh, she's got breasticles.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it sings better, but it's much better looking than that girl on the show now, I believe.
Oh, no.
Thank
you. You know, I don't know about that. If it was a who would you do, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, you know, Catherine McVie has transformed her look, too. She looks really, really good.
If it was a who would you do, I would have to do McVie. Yeah.
Mm.
I would have to, even though I think she's probably a pump in real life.
I'd have to do Elliot Yamin.
One of those fake nice girl pumps.
Bring Elliot back.
Hold on, then I'd like to change my vote. Of course, I would like Elliot's mom.
Always with you.
To give her some pleasure. Head on a stick. Don and Mike, hello.
You always go for the skinny girls.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, did you guys see Constantine there last night?
Yeah,
and I saw him do his little lip pout, too.
Isn't it great to see them just stay on him for a second, like with the other guy? Like
long enough where he has to do his face,
but he can't say anything on TV.
He was sitting right next to Mick Whittington from the Pulsators.
It is a little silly when you get to the end.
Ridiculous. Hello, but we're all watching it.
Of course,
you about it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought Taylor it was over, but then when Simon pretty much said that he was the winner.
Right.
I was thinking, I was like, well, I wonder if a bunch of people who don't like Simon
mm-hmm.
are going to vote for Catherine just to spite him.
I got to say, the thought did cross my mind as a great way of manipulating people, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a prediction. All right. Okay. I'm not going to say my crap detector's out.
Yes, you.
This will come down to 0.1%.
No
way.
I'm with you, Mike. It's going to come down to.
If that's the case, close. It's 100% rigged. If they say tonight.
Let's watch tonight.
If they say tonight it was like 51% to 49%.
Right.
No effing way.
Watch what happens.
No
I'm saying even more. 51.4 to 49.6, something
it,
like that.
When it was the 33.
Did I get my math right on that one?
Yeah, close enough. Right. When it was 33.
No, I didn't. Rob, I'm so bad at math.
You went worse the other way.
We know what you meant, though.
Yeah.
When it was 33, right. I thought that was hinky when it was down to the bottom three. That,
right.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Like three nice pieces of the pie cut up mm-hmm. exactly. Evenly, oh, and pie.
How can you,
Hi, McPhee.
Yeah. What do you think? You know that's what we have to discuss.
What I think is
down
I think,
there.
Really, but hold on. I think really she would be like the girl in Animal House that's sitting there with Greg Marmalade wearing, and she's giving him the handy, but she's got on the big Playtex.
Yeah, you're right on with that. Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Yes, yeah, that is true. That is she is what is her name? God. Mandy Pepperidge?
Yeah.
Mandy Pepperidge. One of the greatest movies of all time. How can you argue with that?
Is it supposed to be this soft?
with surgical gloves?
And I picture McPhee wearing the same like Jackie Kennedy outfit with
right.
a little pillbox hat.
Absolutely.
You know, because those girls in Animal House, they were whores. They were just cute whores.
Mm-hmm. And then Bluto, of course, took the ladder and went up to their sorority house and got to see him naked. Wonderful. Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is
Hi. Stacey. Hi, Stacey.
I just wanted to let you guys know, I think Taylor Hicks sounded very Michael McDonald last night.
Well, that's his M.O. He's like Joe Cocker, Michael McDonald.
Good thing or a bad thing?
Are you sure you're not? Your name is not Ron Duh? I mean, has he really been compared to Michael McDonald all along?
With the hair and the whole nine yards.
Never mind.
He just was especially
it.
Michael McDonald last night.
Hey, Stacey?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a second about your mom?
She's a whore.
No. She's got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Stacey's
mom. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys are missing the boat completely on McPhee.
Tell us why.
Or McPhee.
Looking on the cover of Screw Magazine, it's that end shot. It's, you know, that final moment.
Yeah.
The glistening lips. Come on.
Well, we can all hope. We can all hope for that.
So you think she's really a dirty girl?
Oh, but there's no doubt about it.
Do you think she's enjoyed a facial?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I would say the same. She's probably a rubber as well.
the requirement night today in every single art of pornography, they have that. That's the requirement now, isn't it? Where they're supposed to just go, you know? And they all look like they hate it.
She's a rubber. And I don't mean that like a prophylactic. What I mean is once she goes to the spa
uh-huh.
and gets the facial,
yeah.
she's probably one of those girls like I've seen in the movies who then likes rubbing it on.
Yeah.
Have you not seen that?
No, yeah. You got to make sure where you're coming from here. You go from Mandy Pepperidge to the guy on the cover of Screw Magazine. You have to decide. No, but you have to decide what is reality and what is your fantasy, and you have to decide what she's really like. That's what I'm asking.
McPhee?
I think she's Mandy Pepperidge.
No, okay, yes, she's Mandy Pepperidge.
I believe so.
But I think probably one time some got on her face.
And let's not ignore potential.
Oh, she's got the potential to be a super whore.
Absolutely.
All the potential.
You know, when she just,
What a nice thing to say. She's got the potential to be just the best whore out
sure.
there.
You
know,
you got sure.
God bless everybody.
When she spends a lot of time, you know, a few summer tours, when she's on the tour bus.
You know, once her star starts to fall a bit.
Yeah, starts banging her lead guitar player or something like that.
Baby.
Chemical
Oh, and then her daddy will be crying.
Yes.
Then they'll interview her like 10 years from now. You know, it's just like, well, you had that incredible success and several good years on tour. What are you doing now?
Oh, well, I I play in a series of bars.
Meanwhile, Taylor Hicks would be like Steve Martin in The Jerk. Be like, you might remember he had a 1 year of success on American Idol, then invented the incredible Wipe It. And now he's a multi-billionaire. Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks will be probably able to parlay this into a good 20 more years of, at the very least, playing decent bar gigs. And you know, he's done that forever, and they'll just be better bar gigs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be fine. Maybe he'll do Las Vegas, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right. I think he could do Vegas.
Some of the nicer
holidays. We're talking Danny Gann's land.
Okay, but we're talking Taylor Hicks.
Yeah, but I'm just
remember
the lounge act.
We have a very short attention span.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We have a very short attention span.
You know, I'm thinking, and you're going to make fun of me. You're going to mock me now. But if I was out there and I knew his band was playing, I would definitely go see him.
I don't doubt that you would go see them today. Would you go in 2 years?
I don't know. That I can't answer.
Okay.
I really can't answer that. But I might. You know, really, when you think about what's out there, you know, he's fun. That's the one thing that he has ensured he's going to make a career out of this, because he's fun to watch and he's a good performer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, now they got Chris out of the picture. Who do you think's going to pick up Chris's votes? Think Catherine will get him, or do you think Taylor will pick him up?
I think that you're like making this like into a dumb sports radio thing. You know, like you're looking really for some in-depth goddamn analysis here.
Let me see. Catherine always comes to play, but Taylor is...
we were just talking about if she gets a facial or not.
For goodness sakes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Can I speak to my hero, Buzz?
He's right in the next room.
I'm here, sir. Ready to believe you.
Sealed off from us.
Buzz, I am in your camp, man. I don't see how people can watch that show.
You're in the minority, my friend. Tens of millions of people watch that show and love it.
I was just thinking a combination of Buzz and talking about Catherine McPhee, but I was thinking about something she probably likes that we haven't even discussed.
What's that?
The whole first name thing with all these people, too.
I mean, the butt? Like,
she likes looking over her shoulder.
Oh, I can picture that.
Yeah.
Oh, on her back, you mean?
Looking over her shoulder like this.
Oh. D-O-G-G? No. Oh, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Of course.
Sure. sorry to make it bad for you. Yeah. Sorry to spoil the moment.
You know what? I don't doubt it, because she's like I said,
she's a dirty little whore.
And she's a clean little dirty little whore.
And baby got back. Here's what I think.
What?
That the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. Much appreciated.
Sure.
All right. Well, who knows what's going to happen. Either way.
How much do we have to watch, though? Because I'm not going to watch all that crap tonight.
Watch. Turn it on at 10 till 10.
10 till 10.
10 till 10.
I will do that.
Yeah, like you're going to do that. Like you're not going to be like me. And as soon as you go home, turn it on.
I'm not going to watch it live.
Because it's going to be on. What are you going to watch instead? Lost?
Nope.
What are you going to watch? What, Red Sox?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Playing the Yankees. I mean, that's a viable alternative for me. It's not, you know, it's a, you know, Red Sox Yankees.
I also know the Lost thing is huge because I was talking to my kid today, Bart, and we're just chatting about life in general. And he said, okay, well, call me tonight. I said, all right, I'll call you tonight. He said, but not during Lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't you watch American Idol? He said, Dad, no, Lost.
It's my biggest disappointment that I never tracked with that show, because everybody I talk to that watches it loves it.
It is good. Hold on, we got to change topic here for 1 second. We have a segment coming up that you know nothing about, my friend. And I want you to think now, because it's going to be a person from our past. A person who we worked with at some point during the over 20 years that you and I have been broadcasting together.
Really?
I'll give you just one hint.
I'm usually good at your hints.
I got it. No, I can't. I can't be specific. A program director. A former program director.
It's the only one that pops right into my head that would still be coming on the show that we would still speak to.
Who's that?
SR.
Smokey Rivers?
Yeah.
Mike? Incorrect.
MF?
I will give you 3 guesses. Not necessarily from there. Could be from here. 3 guesses. You can go with NF if you want. That's a good guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
We'll find out after the break.
Thank you, Ryan.
Way to go, Ryan.
People don't even know who NF is. mother, father. That's who the guy is. Come on.
What?
Come on, Shelley.
Come on, Shelley.
You ain't going to tell me until after the break?
No, of course not.
Killing me.
Of course I'm not going to tell you until
after the break. A PD?
A former
the enemy?
A former program director of ours has agreed to come on this show.
And talk about what, us?
I don't know. What do we, I don't even know what we're talking to about.
He was quoted in the paper, remember?
Oh, that's right. I read his name in the newspaper.
Oh, very good.
If that's a hint for you. I read his name in not only a radio newspaper, but in a regular newspaper.
I'm lost. Just like the television show. You're not going to give me a better hint than that?
It might be MF.
Well, now I know it's not.
Okay, I'll make the parameters easier for
you. That was Matt
you.
Farber, incidentally.
Ah. He was a program director when we worked at All Hit 105. And it is not Smokey Rivers, which means it could be the mother chucker, Chuck Beck.
No way.
It could be Matt Farber.
Right.
It could be Mark St. John.
That would please me the most. Now, the way you're laughing, now I know it's him.
No, you don't want to give anything away. It could be any one of those.
Now, it can't be the assistant guy.
No. Let's keep it just to those three.
All right. But it's one of those three?
And to review, Matt Farber was the program director.
Who rubbed his feet.
Rubbed his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And also would call us in the office every day at 10 o'clock, and he would listen to the entire show and have a big, gigantic notepad of everything that we did wrong.
Right.
Mark St. John.
Was a nut.
Was the program director. Be careful how we phrase this.
Yeah, be very careful.
He partied like one of the boys.
All right.
Okay?
Enough said. Enough said there.
He also went by the DJ name when he would get just effed up enough to go on the air as Bobby Q.
Bobby Q. And then Chuck Beck, who was horrible to us at the end.
Yes. Mark St. John, what was our big... Oh, I know what it is. Mark St. John was the time guy. Mark St. John is the guy who had the atomic clock installed in the studio to make sure that that I wouldn't lie about the time with how many records we played per hour. Right? That was Mark St. John.
Chuck Barber had the yellow notepads.
And Chuck Beck. Here was the big thing with Chuck Beck. Because he was the last one there. And by that time, we'd worked at the station like 5 or 6 years. We're doing pretty good. He's the one that wanted to sit down every single day and wanted to listen to a tape of something that he heard on the
and
show.
And he's also the one that designed the promo after we left. We've cut loose the fat. Remember that?
I remember it.
After that, like right before he got fired.
WAVA has gone on a diet. Our morning show just lost 500 pounds of ugly fat.
Right.
So, one of these three gentlemen, and we did not...
I don't forget that. I remember that a long time.
We did not necessarily part on good terms with any of them.
But
although,
it's the radio business, so you don't really care
right,
about that stuff. Although I remember it, I don't care.
Sure. All right, so those are your three choices, Mike. It's either Matt Farber, the foot rubber, and that's the other thing the guy would do that would drive us nuts. He would sit in his office while he was talking to us, take off his shoes, and rub his bare feet.
And he had a weird laugh, too.
Great.
A laugh that was just like...
So it's either him or it's Mark St. John, who was nutty about the time.
Yep. And really looked like a very conservative guy with his little round glasses, and he was a tall drink of water.
Except during Halloween parties.
Right.
And then there was Chuck Beck, who just, there's no way to just, he was just an a-hole.
Right.
But it might be him.
It might be him.
It might be him.
That might be your way of doing it,
Simon. All right, Mike, so you make your decision, and we'll be back after the break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
WAVA says thank you for listening to the Morning Zoo. Tuesday morning, Don and Mike present an exclusive live outdoor listener appreciation concert by The Letterman. Live in concert.
Was a joke, but they were really there.
Listener appreciation blowout in WAVA history.
That was fun. And they really came.
Here's another one from back then.
Listen to who's enjoying the new sound of Don and Mike on 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Larry King.
This is Dee Kelly.
Hi, this is Donnie Osmond.
Hi, this is Bob Denver, Gilligan.
This is Danny Bonaducci.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich.
Hi, this is Carmen Safaro.
Hi, this is Cesar Romero. And I'm really enjoying the new sound of Don and Mike.
What the hell is Boogie Pit?
Okay, and then one more, and then we'll talk to this former program director.
Yeah. Now, I'm not in my power hour. 60 minutes.
He tried to make it sound like we were playing music. It was really just 60 minutes of talk.
Don and Mike, power.
Don,
Mike,
power.
Play on WWWAVA.
We played with those things a lot.
And what's this thing? Oh, this is one more tape. This is it's
an actual from on air. Kim Boomer Anderson loses her microphone.
I love it. You know, that's for me. There's no better way to start a morning show than by ruining somebody's career.
I thought it was too late.
And Kim, I think you'll agree with me, won't you?
Well, I don't know. I think I lost you. I lost all sound, so I'm just going to go into the traffic.
All right, I think we need to wake up for Kim.
The official.
Kim.
Headed in down to 70 in Montgomery County. Some building at 118 headed down to 124. The outer loop is open from Prince George's County to Montgomery County. No delays to report there yet for you. The Cabin John Bridge also open both directions. Traffic is light to moderate. No backups there.
This is what we're doing.
Inbound on I-66.
We can't play our duck sound effects. You can be kind.
My duck sound effects.
Port Newington and Springfield is moving well. Inside of the Beltway is all open up to the 14th Street.
I love all you, Mike.
I loved it. If you'd let me have it again, I'd bring it back to that.
Including fruit baskets, gourmet gift baskets, Heidi
food. We've moved so past that.
I know we have. I enjoy it. Oh, you had one too there.
You had one too. And she couldn't hear us.
You know, the nice thing about getting up at this time of the morning, you get up with the ducks. These are professional radio sound effects.
These are professional DJ sound effects. That's the kind of quality radio you can expect on this station. Kim, try to listen to us next time. WAVA, it's the new zoo at 6:14.
Okay. 6:14. A lot of caffeine.
All right.
Try to understand. They are magic men. Right. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so I was reading an article. Yeah. Here's my glasses. God damn it. Can't read a thing without glasses.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, boy. Anyway, I'm reading this article in the New York Daily News. And it says, it's about, I know, I was reading about Vito.
Okay.
On The Sopranos back when Vito got it.
Mm-hmm.
Murdered? Yeah, one of the searches that I was doing, looking for stories and stuff, came up with the name of a former program director of ours.
Wow. So you're tying Vito from The Sopranos into a former program director.
Read the article, said to Rob, I bet it's the same guy, because the person, the name, is familiar, and he is the president of Wilderness Media.
Hmm. And what does Wilderness Media do?
He's also the founder of MTV Logo.
Ah, I know who that is.
Sure. Say it, Mike.
Let's welcome Matt Barber.
And Matt...
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Oh, my God. It's little Matt Barber. And
wow.
Can I critique, since I was once your program director?
Yes.
Why didn't you play like me, like singing Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks?
Hold on. Am I ready for you? Can you hear this down the phone? Matt's real claim to fame was his love of Neil Diamond.
Baby, love me. You're all set. Good boy.
Matt, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
You don't sound any different at all over the phone.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Now, to give you the rundown on this guy, celebrity he most resembles, I would say, said a Dancina, Paul Reiser.
Well, we've had that guy, Joshua Tree, in here for the last couple of days, and he looks like a taller version of Matt Farber.
Hmm.
Most people are a taller version of me.
Mm-hmm. Matt, as we mentioned, was the guy who would take his shoes off
right. And
rub his feet.
And he would always have, it wouldn't have the traditional dark-colored socks or the white tube socks you'd wear with sneakers. He would always have, like, an off-tan type of sock. Do you remember that, Matt?
Now I've gotten into black socks.
You're in the corporate world. You've been in the corporate world for a long time.
Yeah, now I'm an entrepreneur now, so I can do whatever the hell I want.
Well, good for you.
Well, you know, while me and Mike have just continued to slug it out here on the lowest rung of showbiz, I've noticed that didn't you, like, run a record company for a while or something like that?
Got it. This is so weird, guys, because honestly,
yeah,
Don in particular, when I heard about, you know, the tragedy last year, and I feel horrible because, like, literally, I got Jeremy, what is it? Who's the guy serious? Jeremy Coleman?
Jeremy Coleman, right.
Give me your address or something. And it's on my to-do list to, like, reach out to you. And both of you guys, I think about you guys often, and, you know, I'm sort of in radio again. I actually have a radio show that airs on a competitive top 40 station there in your city on Sunday evenings.
What is it? What is the show?
It's Radio with a Twist. It's a two-hour show for the gay and what I call the gay-adjacent audience, which are, you know, our friends and family.
Now, what's the clear? What's the station?
It's Hot 99.5.
Hot 99.5, sure, we'll give him a plug.
You know, if I remember, and I will give you your props on this, Matt, that you were a good audience. We did at least, unlike a lot of program directors we worked for, we were able to make you laugh, both on and off the air. I do remember that. I have a good memory of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, but I've learned a lot. Like, if we were to ever work together
not
again, I've learned, you know, it's sort of like, you know, I was young.
You were
in the closet.
Were you in the closet when you were? Well, I mean, everybody. We all knew you were gay, but were you in the closet?
Really?
Oh yes, everybody knew you were.
Tell me about this.
Are you kidding?
Everybody knew.
Okay, Matt, hold on. First, okay, there's the whole Neil Diamond thing.
Yeah, right. How many straight 27-year-old guys, or whatever I was at that point?
But you know, I mean, these guys.
Neil Diamond and chasing Cher to get an interview.
That's right. That was your era. I forgot.
Yes,
that.
Yes, Matt Farber is the guy that ran after Cher. Very mad at her that she had not come on our show.
And we were supposed to, just a little background on this story, we were supposed to have a pre-show meeting with Cher.
Right.
We didn't get that. The record promoter, who we just trashed on the air the next day, didn't allow that to happen, and we split. We didn't stay because we didn't want to wait till afterwards. And didn't you bump into Cher at a restaurant?
We went to the concert that
night. At Clyde's.
You guys were there, too, at Merriweather Post. Does that still exist?
Yes, it does.
Merriweather Post, right.
Okay, and then I, like, went to some after party where I knew she'd be there and literally stalked her at 2 in the morning and, you know, made her commit, because she remembered you guys and loved you guys, and, you know, to calling the next morning. She did call,
yes.
You know, we did do the interview the next day.
I remember that.
Yeah. First off, seriously, thank you. Don't worry about, like, you know, getting in touch with me about Frida, because a lot of people have said the same thing to me. You know, I've wanted to. I know how awkward it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's awkward, it's not even the awkward. It's selfish. We're wrapped up in our own world at times. And
No. Here's what's awkward. What's awkward is that we worked together, whatever, 15 or 17 years ago, and you went your way and I went my way. And you know, it's one of those things you read, and then you think, well, gosh, after time's passed, you know, I mean, I look back now and I see friends of mine that have had, you know, in the past, and I, it would be the same thing. I would read about it, go, oh, that's sad. I really should send a note. And then, you know, a month goes by, and
right.
Well, it's how regular, you know, it's how regular people are. But thank you. I do appreciate it. I know that Frida was always very fond of you as well.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want to be 100, if we're going to be 100% honest about your sexuality,
if we're going to be 100% honest, the weird thing is, I mean, you guys, I know this sounds really weird, but you guys, there's so much, we could talk for hours off the air, too, but it's probably more interesting on the air.
I forgot to tell our listening audience, if you're hearing Matt for the first time, Matt sounds a lot like Woody Allen, too.
Yeah. Woody Allen meets Paul Reiser. Exactly. That's right.
Anyway, okay, it's about, let me tell you and then you respond.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I remember Frida said to me the first time that she met you, because she met all the PDs, right? Eventually she'd be around the station. She said, oh, it's the first time you've had a gay program director. Like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like,
and I
said, women know.
And I said to her, do you really think, and I mean, understand, she wasn't judging. You know, it was just a
matter of fact.
It was a comment. And I guess what really cemented it for me was the whole Neil Diamond thing. One day there was just some Neil Diamond thing. We got him to sing Love on the Rocks on the air, and
right.
It was like, I mean...
Well, Matt was, I mean, also, you were also, I think,
probably our youngest program. How old were you when you got the job?
It was 1989, so I was like 27.
27 years old.
I was.
Plus, you know, listen, all of the clues that I can identify homosexuals with now were there. I mean, and all of the great traits. I'm talking organized.
A beautiful office.
You know, we've got a guy on our show, Homo right. Joe, a great guy, and he, you would love him only because he reminds me of you in that his head is like a Rolodex. You know, and here's one of my great stereotypes about especially gay males.
It's okay.
You are
such a therapeutic conversation for me. Go ahead.
Very good.
You gay males are so organized. The gay part of me wants to join because you guys got a BlackBerry up there. You got, you know what I mean? A place for everything.
I mean, that is completely stereotypical, but a lot of overachieving gay men are like that.
Uh-huh. But that's, like I said, that's my stereotype.
So what are you doing right now? What are you doing at this moment? What is your job?
You know, I was sort of, through the 90s, after I left you guys, I, like, rose through the ranks at MTV Networks and sort of became what I'll call the intrapreneur at MTV Networks, starting all kinds of things and running MTV Online and running MTV 2. And then, ultimately, then I moved out to L.A. with my partner. I can actually say husband because we're legally married in Massachusetts where we own property.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fascinating because all this...
States you can do that in,
not
right?
Not many states. This is the one, but, you know, we own mm-hmm. a place there, so
right.
we could do it.
Can I ask you something, Matt? Are you the husband or the wife? You know what I mean, though.
Honestly, it's one of those. And I know in some cases, you know what it means. It's sort of, it's two guys. That's the way to describe
it.
All right, very good.
Guys.
And how long have you been with your partner?
14 years.
All right, cool.
Now, hold on. Let's talk about this, because back when you were our program director, and I specifically worked with you, like, in the off-air stuff, with the programming stuff, you know, the idea that they had would be, you know, you can be like the assistant here and then have some input into what's going on. Matt will be the nuts and bolts guy. So, in all those times that we talked and we would have serious discussions about radio and about life and et cetera, I can't say that I ever would have had the balls to bring it up to you. But let me ask you about one other guy at the station who we always thought was gay, was Ken Martin.
He was out. He was openly gay.
Was Ken out?
Yeah.
We didn't know he was out.
Like, you knew, everyone sort of knew. He knew. And there was another guy there, too.
Well, let's be careful with the names.
No, but he's out. He's
out.
Totally out. You know, okay. It's fine. You know, I'm not. Believe me,
Alan Goodman. You're talking about
now, so I'm not. I know what's politically correct.
Is it Goodman?
You're talking about Alan Goodman, of course.
Yeah, no, but Chris. I forget his name. Taylor.
Chris Taylor. I remember Chris Taylor. Sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh, you know what? I should have had him pay.
I was not.
I should have.
I wasn't out even to myself, guys. It was honestly that year. I mean. Mm-hmm. As much as that was personally for me the worst year of my life, the year I was in D.C., just because that was, you remember, like, both our moms died, Don.
Yeah.
My mother was dying. I didn't tell her. I knew this was going on. And God bless Alan Goodman. Here's the other thing. Alan didn't know. Nobody knew because I didn't even know myself. But Alan said to me,
I'm not going
to
correct him. It wasn't my mom.
God knows he was the king of, talk about Woody Allen, the king of therapy.
Oh, but he was the best. I think Alan was the greatest. We loved Alan.
We love Alan. So yeah. Alan sent me to his ex-wife's therapist just to deal with my mother's death or whatever. That's when I started to deal with this,
right.
You know, who I was,
right.
That I had been stuffing and avoiding and trying to be something. You know, I was, you know. So if you had asked me, I would have denied it. Nah. I wasn't.
Okay, see, had done that, you would have, and I don't know, but it was not really discussed a lot, but I think it was just kind of known. The way I remember it. I don't remember it vividly.
You should know.
It's funny what people sort of assume, you know, when you think you're fooling everyone or passing, you know, people aren't that stupid. Sometimes they know things that you don't even know yourself. Remember Steve Kingston? I mean, of course you know Steve.
He's gay too, right?
What's that?
He's gay too, right?
He's probably not. Or if he is, he's...
probably not.
I'm gay, of course. Yeah, we know him.
But anyway, I remember when I came out in 91, 92, whatever, and I told him, he goes, you know, geez, why didn't you just ask me? I would have told you, you know, a typical Kingston answer.
Right, of course.
And that's basically what you're saying. And it's fascinating because I really thought, it's interesting. It's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, basically, to answer the question,
right.
is I be, you know, formed a gay media company in 2001 because I sort of wanted my life to have a little bit of meaning and still be rich and famous. And
are you fabulously wealthy now, Matt?
No, but I'm happy. I mean, you know, relatively.
What is happy?
You always want more, you know, which is a disease, but I'm fine.
That means he's rich.
He's fine. It means he's rich.
He's rich. He's very rich.
Yeah, no problem.
He's very rich. Mm-hmm. And what I read about you, I guess, was about when I was Googling this whole veto thing. That I saw your name come up about MTV logo, and what was they called you? I guess for a reaction, what from gay media about Vito? Was that the reason that I'm reading
that
about
was,
you?
I mean, you know, I've sort of become a gay media entrepreneur. Started in 2001 when I started, you know, the gay channel logo, which I think is on, you know, Comcast in DC there. And
you started that channel?
What's that?
You started that channel?
Yeah, I'm the founder.
Oh, Matt, Jesus, you're swimming in money.
Matt,
come on.
You should know that we were on 28 radio stations.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. You said
D.C., and it's a bit of an affront to those of us who are fond of our listenership in Wichita, Kansas.
No, I just went to your website as I'm there, and I'm seeing that you're on, look, in Bakersfield, Baltimore.
I'm just see, you can see some of the heavy markets that we're located in.
Wow. Less, you know, I mean, one of the things in my portfolio is this gay radio show, and you know, I'm proud of all the major markets we're in, but I'm also proud to be in you know, Springfield, Massachusetts.
So are you so they went to you for a quote on I'd be curious to know what was your take on the way the Sopranos handled the whole veto storyline?
I think it was totally true to the Sopranos. I think it was great on many levels. I'm a huge Sopranos fan. I think this season, you know, like there's all this stuff, I think this is my favorite season, not because of the veto thing, just because of everything, like the depth of, you know, the character studies, and you know, Carmilla's more fascinating than ever, and but I thought they did a great job.
Okay.
I mean, it sort of shows that they're, you know, I mean, that's an extreme, getting killed for, you know, who you are, but it shows that, first of all, gays come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, which is true, and it shows that there's plenty of places where it's not safe, you know, to be out, and it also shows, it was true to The Sopranos, how it would be dealt with, and how all the contradictions in Tony. I thought it was great.
What's the worst thing you remember about working with me and Mike?
Good question. Be
honest with us.
Good question. Come on, Matt. You're an honest guy.
What's the worst thing we did? And don't say that we were great because, you know, we had to have our moments.
You weren't great. You were, I mean, just
there he is. Apparently,
I was willing to let go and realize, you know, get to the point where I came in with, just like any other program director, well, why aren't we playing music in the morning, a little music in the morning? You know, and once I got past all that crap, just sometimes that you, when I would try and give what I really felt was constructive feedback about, okay, here's our audience, you know, can you at least talk about, it's not always Elvis for, you know, the female audience.
Let me just tell you, 20 years later, it still is.
I know, you know what, and ultimately, you are who you are, you're not going to change. What's great is the stations you're on now is probably where you fit best. It was a contradiction, especially.
We are talking right now to Matt Farber.
Matt Farber, former program director.
He does not know how Elvis is still a part of the show.
Hey.
Almost daily.
How great thou art.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
And you know, Matt, were you the program director like when we finally phased out the music completely?
When I was there, I was there from 89 to 90, and I guess Wavo went off the air by like 91 or something.
So I think we phased out.
It was probably like from 8 to 4 with him, like 8 records an hour.
No, there was 4. It was never 8. When I got there, it was 4, and my year went from 4 to 2.5.
2.5.
You know, it was like the 9 o'clock hour, and then the 9 o'clock hour was like, okay, that's where Don will play the new record that I didn't want yet in Morning Drive, but you'd play. You know what? Most of them, you were right.
You know, I'm thinking now the whole, and I'm not really blowing smoke because I'm realizing that if we listed our program directors, you know,
we didn't have any particular war with Matt like we did with several others. There are like two of them that Don was saying he wouldn't tell me who was coming on the air, and I realized that it was either you, maybe Mark St. John, that we would have a pleasant conversation with the rest of them. You know, I don't think I'd be interested in talking to him. And you know, it's good to hear your voice. Well, good Matt, to hear you're doing well.
I mean, honestly, because we both respected. I know we'd get under each other's skins because we would say things that rung true for the other. We call we call each other on each other's SHT.
Yes, right. That was very true. We did have that. We did have that.
Although I never threw the gay thing in your face.
No.
let's give me
well,
some.
Truth told. This is why this is so healing for me. And the truth matters. I know you guys. Look, you're open minded. People are who they are. You're straight guys. You're going to be who you are. But it was so fearful for me to, like, think that, you know, I was so uncomfortable with who I was. And do you know that when you interviewed, you know, Alan had you meet me during the interview.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And you guys both said to me, this is probably before Frida ever met me, and now, you know, you said to me, you're not a homo or anything, are you? You did it in the interview, which is actually, it wasn't an interview, obviously,
right,
you know, whatever.
Right.
You said like, that. And the weird thing is, on some level, I knew that both of you probably wouldn't have a problem if I was.
You wouldn't, and the fact is that anybody that listens to this show now and has for quite some time, we don't, and we wouldn't have. But I would imagine that even off air, meeting us, that you might be a little conflicted in that area and be a little worried about the reactions.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you know it's like
that was very gay.
Oh yeah.
We're kidding, Matt.
We're kidding. You know, if you ever got a chance to listen to our show, you know,
Mike was always very well groomed.
What's that, Matt?
Mike's beard was always very well groomed.
Thank you. You know, so I truly appreciate that compliment. It still is.
Our show now is very gay friendly. You know, what we found out, Matt, I'm sure you know this, is that gay people, homos and lesbians, can be kidded just like anybody else, as long as you kid everybody else equally.
That's right.
And, you know, that's why. Well, that's like when we have Homo Joe call the show, and that's his name.
We have Homo Joe. You know, I don't know if we were doing it back then, but I mean, for a million years, we built the show as an equal opportunity offender, and that's what we've done, and that's what we continue to do, and that's what makes the world go round.
You know, for me, and I'm not in D.C. a lot, and or I haven't been in Bakersfield or Reno or some of the other fine places where I might hear your show.
See, that's his dig right there, ladies.
No, that wasn't dig. That was
yes, it was.
It was just apologizing to say that I haven't heard.
Okay.
The only thing that I would encourage you to do,
here's the program director coming out.
No.
Do you have your yellow notepad out?
You've not even heard the gay thing.
About the gay thing, something I know a little bit about.
Okay, all right.
It's important that you do, while you get through the jokes and everything, and it's fine as long as you're equal opportunity, like just having me on the air here and just realizing that we're people.
Hey, dumbass. Hello, hey, Dumas. Hey, Dumas.
Get us all in a box.
Dumas,
you know?
Dumas. Stop for a second.
You're being a PD.
I'm so 10 miles ahead of you. I mean,
you
must you know the characters of gays, regular callers who happen to be gay on this show over the years? Do you know that for years we send Cheryl the Big Dyke down to the gay pride parade, and she comes back and she plays 3 hours worth of tapes where we have lesbos, dykes, gays, all of them singing, saying hello to us. We play, sometimes on the show we play games for gays only. I don't mean like they're not like cornhole games. I mean, it's like we play a regular game. Like, you know, if we used to do like the it's all relative thing, call somebody, you know, hey, when's the last time your mom and dad had sex? Guess, you know, we do it with gay people
and
now.
Really, and honestly,
we're just like, right, we just want to be the same as everyone else.
Well, the thing is, Matt, what you would know is,
and you're almost the same. You're almost the same.
See, that's a joke too. He's not laughing.
No.
Here's the deal: if you heard some of our regular participants, our regular gay participants on the show, you would know that after we get through that, what you were talking about, the jokes and everything like that, it really the subject doesn't even come up because they are our friends as well. And I think anybody that listens to them know that, and that's the way it's been for a very long time. It really has. And right now I'm picturing you with a yellow notepad, doing a critique of our show, rubbing your feet. I really am right now.
You know,
I feel like I'm in his office again.
Mike, you know when I wanted to call you?
When?
When the Red Sox won. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you. I'm wearing a Red Sox t-shirt right now.
You know, my husband slash partner.
Yes.
Funny, my internal homophobia, I don't like saying the word husband because does that make me the wife?
So then you're the wife.
There's no other word. I'll call my life partner, whatever. He's from New England.
Okay.
And so he's from Boston. Mm-hmm. And so his whole thing is he's always been in his whole family, which sounds like, you know, I mean, they all sound like Wahlbergs. You know, they love the Patriots. And in 93, I sort of like after I was a Redskins fan from when I lived down.
You're listening to Ramblings of a Gay Man.
Basically, I'm a Boston sports fan.
Very good.
Relates to football.
Well, it was.
Were you all Boston or just Red Sox?
Just Red Sox. I went south for football and I went north for. No, Rob, stop it.
Well, then
I actually was a Giants fan in football. That's how I grew up. Because I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, then, Matt, I would treat you like any other gay man that called the show who said you were interested in sports. I would say
homo,
and then I would say you must be devastated that Doug Flutie is retired. And see,
no laugh. And he would do that to us, too. He would see, he knows how to be a program director, and he's in the entertainment field, so he kills us.
One of our regular gay listeners would laugh about it.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't killed about Doug Flutie. Now, Tom Brady, that would have been another show.
There he is.
Well, listen, you son of a bitch. It is really good to talk to you.
Same here.
No kidding.
And listen, next time I'm down in D.C., if you guys are up in New York, let's really get together and catch up.
Absolutely. And, you know, it sounds like you really have done great things with your life and with your career, and you should be proud of that.
But,
that's terrific.
We're not going to your bondage clubs or whatever. I mean, you know, let's make it somewhere like a Steak and Shake. You know.
Steak and Shake.
Now somewhere he's laughing. Where I feel comfortable.
Very good.
Okay, God bless.
Hold on. Let me pull out the last gay wild card that we have. I almost forgot. Who is the biggest gay celebrity who's a regular contributor to the show, and we have never brought his sexuality up once?
I'll play you
a phone message.
Okay. This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
for 2 days. Do not call me until noon because I will not be there. But call me. We can do something before the weekend is over. And Rippy Dippy, we can throw in some interviews and tape them for me. So I'm only here for 2 days. Rip Taylor, you may have heard of me. I'll call you tomorrow around noon when I get in.
I feel the confetti flying.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was one of our regular messages.
I think that was when Rip was in town for the Pride Parade.
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, listen.
Absolutely.
It's good to talk to you. There he is, former program director, Matt Farber.
This
now
was fun. I'm giving him a round of applause.
All right.
That.
Thanks, guys.
The station is MTV logo, and he's look at him. Look at him. Look at it. Look what he's done with himself.
You could have been a little more honest about the money, Matt.
Goodbye.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Bye-bye. That's Matt Farber.
There he goes.
He's a fag.
That was a blast.
Yeah, it was good.
Ooh.
And, you know, between the lines,
mm-hmm.
for a while, we were back in that office when he was did you hear it when he said, here's what you could do, here's what... And he's still in the media business.
Let
That's what he does.
Let me encourage you to do this.
Let me encourage you to do this. It's just like a critique.
I just want to offer up some constructive criticism.
That's all.
That's all, Don. I don't know what, you know. I ask one record. And, you know, the one record I want to, you know, just constructively.
You hear what he said, 4 to 2.5. He was funny. He was. Oh, my God, that is a blast from the past.
You got to know, in those days, his job was to make sure, his only job, mm-hmm. he wanted to, like, tell us how to be funny.
Sure.
But his real only job was to make sure that we played, at that time, 4 records an hour.
And you were a crusader, man. You were absolutely not going to do it. You would do anything. You would go through hoops make sure you didn't play the records.
I should.
If they told you 4, you'd play 3.
I should have brought up the one time, oh, man, we got to have him back. The one time he really went ballistic and threw something at me was when he found out that I had Ken Martin make short versions of songs.
Right.
Like, if there was a song out that was 3 minutes and 48 seconds,
right.
he would make me a version that was 1 minute and 48 seconds.
Cool. He never knew the secret of how to get you to play 4 records. It would be tell you to play 3. That was it.
So one day, I don't know what it was, he finally hipped up to this.
Right.
It was like, that would always be the catch-up record. If it was supposed to be 4 in an hour, it was the one that they had cut down for me would be the extra one.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he came in the studio and he said, I just got out of my car. I remember where the record was. It was Animotion. You are my obsession. You are my obsession. And he said, this can't be right. I just got out of my car and came in and
the song was already over. It was. It takes me 60 seconds, and then he went. I remember he walked around to the side, and he found the card and said, I had to talk with Ken.
Right.
And then threw something at me in anger.
He was mad.
You're disrespecting. You're disrespecting the format. Don, you know about radio. You love radio like I do. Why can't you just respect the clock?
His worst year ever. We're happy that we were a part of that. Because, you know, no matter what, as friendly as we are with Matt, he still was a program director.
Think how bad that year would have been without you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Not only a program director, Mike, a gay program director.
Hey, man.
You're first. Yeah.
GPD.
First it's come out.
Ah.
Let me just say, if he's listening somewhere in Kentucky, I'd like to say hi to Buddy Scott. Okay, trivia, real fast. Who besides Buzz remembers Buddy Scott, who was my program director in Chicago? What was his God-given middle name on his driver's license?
I have no idea.
Buzz?
Boy.
Buddy Boy?
Buddy Boykinson.
Hey, can I prevail on you for your Buddy Scott impression?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You're not respecting the music. You do not know music. You've never known music. You've never been a disc jockey.
Because you're going to go on the radio, you might want to have a speech impediment.
All right, got a break. Thank you, Matt Farber, a program director from the past.
Very good.
From the past. Are you listening up there, Gillespie?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? That's what I think of you.
He said I was well-groomed.
Current program director.
Mm-hmm.
You taste that burp through the microphone up there? Like a monkey running a dump button today. You know, that's what they got the program director doing.
Yeah.
You know, the Mr. Minimum, we like to call Greg Edger Mr. Minimum Wage. MMW is on vacation this week. He's on holiday.
Right? Yes.
The guy that normally runs our dump button to make sure that the F word doesn't get out.
Right.
Oh, it's not him today? It's
no,
not,
he only had to run it 2 days.
It's not Gillespie today?
Who's running it today?
Today it was Eric.
It's Eric. All I do is the last two nights, Mike splits out of here very quickly, and Buzz and I and everybody kind of leave the office, like, well, I think within seconds of you, but...
Right, but I run.
The fastest.
Leisurely.
Anyway, the other day,
I have to get to my pills.
John and Buzz and I were walking out the door, and Gillespie walked in, and he said, I've never had a chance to listen to the show with this perspective. I've been listening here the last couple of days, and, you know, I just want to avoid any contact with this guy. So I'm like, yeah, okay, what would that be? Yeah, I'm running the dump button. Greg is on a vacation. Fascinating to listen to the show. I'm trying to find out when a bad word is being said. And stop for just a second, and I'm thinking to myself, and I mentioned this to Buzz as we walked down the hall. I said to Buzz and John, I said, that's the program director.
Yeah, there he goes. He just walked by the window.
He just walked by the windows. So that's the guy that's supposed to be steering the ship, coming up with the groundbreaking ideas that will set the station apart from the rest. And you know what he's doing? He's doing the job that a primate can do.
Exactly.
Well, I take it back. It's been proven before. Mm-hmm. Not all primates can do that job.
Absolutely. Can't always be done.
Yeah, you got to have a trained monkey to do that job. But...
And when you have a conversation like that with him, you want to just check like the levels of radiation in your system.
Sure do. Nice to know, though. Big swinging dick program director. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't tell his friends that at the end of the day when he gets on his conference call.
Hey, this is Jack Silver at KLSX. Hi, it's Greg Gillespie. What'd you do today? You did some research. You did do a talk radio seminar. It's great. You think about I heard the dump button for the Don and Mike show. I had to hit it twice. Caller said the F word one time. They made a mention to oral.
We really, really like to avoid contact.
I like it that he's finally got a chance to hear the show.
That's true.
He seems to enjoy it.
He does.
And what about his comment the other day? When he came in the office. Now, you know, Gillespie has kind of changed his tune, really. He's trying to acquiesce to our rules, so I want to cut him a little slack.
Right.
But he's not walking around with that whole thing like I'm your boss at it.
Exactly.
But when he stuck his head in the office and he said, hey, I just want to say, this homeless lady thing, it's great. and I said, hey, yeah, it's worked out pretty good. He said, hey,
you should know something. I went on a conference call with some of the other Infinity PDs. Jack Silver, who's the program director of Los Angeles, pointed out to everybody, said in front of everybody, that you guys were really doing something for somebody. Not just doing a bit, doing something for somebody.
Helping.
And I got to stand there and look at this guy like, okay, you're what?
I know.
You know, it's why you should avoid contact. If we're doing something for her, how come she ran out of here and she won't speak to Buzz?
Well, because he called her a bum.
That's right.
You know, I mean, no. But he came by the office and it's like, I'm sitting at the desk and you know, wanted to say to him, well, you know, that's really wonderful. Go have another conference call now. You know, I don't think that we're, you know, I don't consider either of us to be Jonas Salk. I mean, we're not making penicillin here,
but
all we did was offer some chick a chance to live in our office for a week.
Yeah, but in 15 years, we have a very pleasant conversation with him if he comes out of the closet.
Gillespie?
Exactly.
Right.
And, of course, it'll be on the phone.
Hey, Don and Mike. I know you knew it all along.
All that overt heterosexuality I had early in my stay with you guys, it was just covering something up.
And you know what? I don't doubt that I said to Matt Farber in 1989, what are you, a homo?
Yeah.
You said it to everybody.
I don't doubt. Well, only the guys who I don't think are homos who kind of look like homos.
Mm-hmm. He said I was well-groomed.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did, Mike.
That's a compliment.
My beard.
You did, right.
Very neat.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah,
he's conflicted now.
That's a little creepy.
Creepy for you, great for me.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Regis has got three balls. Regis in the up. How many balls can Regis get all carried? He's got three balls and Shannon Sharpe. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
Right. Shannon Sharpe, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. Four-ball Regis, right there. Four. Thank you.
Matt Farber.
I'm sorry. Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and then fine.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Pinch hitting for Lou Brock.
Here we are.
Don and Mike.
Right.
They're great.
Time for us to get a quick update now on if there will be a return tomorrow of script trivia to this show.
Hello.
Let's call Yanni back there running the emails. Hi, Yanni.
Hi there.
Well, what's the prognosis, Doctor?
We're moving toward a flat line.
Ooh, what's happened with the chicks?
I still have the two chicks that we talked about last time, but we've gotten zero response since then.
A couple more
smelly guys, but, you know.
And now the two chicks that have emailed. See, Mike and I used to pimp this out.
We used to beg.
We used to pimp it hard on the air. We were just trying to go to the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
The two chicks that we have, do we have them? Are you sure that they are going to play?
Yes.
Then really we only need two more.
Well, those are two that have said they'd play. But then again, we can go with that and then, of course, see what happens. But usually, you know, you need that buffer.
Well,
I would say at least five.
This would be the last chance, then. I mean, we'll have a show tomorrow.
We haven't really done anything. We've said it's on the internet. That's all we've said. And I know you don't want to pimp it out, but I think in a way we have to at least use this vehicle to let people know that we are trying to play this game again.
We'd like to play strip trivia. You know how it goes. It's a trivia game, and it's true or false questions. And
it's killing you to do this, isn't it? You don't want to say this.
No, I don't, because it's, you know, goddamn. Where's my Huggy Bear suit?
Yeah, I know.
Hi there. Listen, if you're a listener of the show, you don't know what strip trivia is. Well, good, because maybe it's never coming back again.
Right, exactly.
And if you are a listener and you do know what it is.
If you're a lady who would like to win a fabulous prize and you think you're smart, But you're laughing at me. You're laughing at me. I'm not doing it now. If you're going to mock me, I'm not doing it either. I'm enjoying it as much as you.
I only laugh when you really put the huckster on, because that's when you always include the prize.
Ladies, let me let you. It's a $1,500 cash prize and a fabulous flat screen television. It's a delightful, delightful prize. And all you have to do is come down here and try to win on Strip Trivia with an all new battery of questions for you.
For you.
Do you like prizes? Do you like television sets? And more importantly, do you like getting naked? And that's one thing we really haven't mentioned.
Sold that.
The joy of nudity. The joy of taking your clothes off in front of others.
And what makes this beautiful is not like having strippers or whores come in and get naked.
But they are more than welcome to.
These are regular people.
Real people. Strippers and whores are welcome to do this if they just want to do it on their own time.
Yeah,
we have never had trained professionals here.
Not if they're on the clock.
No, if they're on the clock, forget it. We do that for birthdays. We don't do that for.
But generally speaking, the women we're looking for are like in the amateurs videos that you see on the Spice Network. You know,
there was one time when we had a battery of I believe 8, and they were all just stunning amateur women, and none of them were in the sex industry.
But we would actually occasionally stop the show. I mean, not that the show doesn't stop on its own plan, but we would stop the show and say we're not going to do anything until more chicks called.
Right.
And then like 25 chicks called, and then the day of the game, 3 would show up.
Right.
It's just the way it goes.
You're very shy.
So if you're interested, you can go ahead and call on one of our numbers.
Yeah, I had a question about that. You said it's internet. It's not internet only, though, right? The boys in the back can field phone calls as well?
Yeah, but just from women. Sure, call in, but you know, the email is probably the best way.
The best way, but it's not the only way.
But then we've got a way to track you down.
Right. This is true.
With the email. Although, you know, we can track people down through the cell phones, too, but, you know.
But, I mean, if you, you know.
We shouldn't have to track down contestants.
That's
like,
right.
Like we're out for big game hunting prey.
Right. This is true. I'm just saying that if somebody's, like, riding along in their car, and someone who's always wanted to play, a woman who's always wanted to play strip trivia, it would be much easier for her to make a phone call than it would be to get to her computer. That's all I'm saying. I'm not pimping when I'm saying that.
Oh, you're totally pimping. It's okay, though.
Just a fact. I'm saying what we want to do, and what we've always tried to do, is make this easy for participation.
Okay, big.
Don't you agree, Buzz?
I do agree. It couldn't be easier, really.
Okay, great.
And really, if we really wanted to do it, we'd have him pimp it.
Listen, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, frankly, his dulcet tones are going to get any women
not
down here.
Not going to make the difference.
I don't think so. No offense, Buzz.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I do understand.
I think the fact that we've talked about it now, we've thrown it out there, you've mentioned the
prize.
I think
we've talked to it and talked about it in kind of a negative way, actually.
Not at all. Love to do it. Here's the thing. Don't want to be. Egg on face. I mean,
right. Well, we've always said when how many years did we do strip trivia?
We did it for about 10 years.
How many times that we played strip trivia did we ever have to, you know, just always at the last possible second?
Every time.
Beg.
So now we're bringing it back after 3 years.
And we've really nonchalanted it this time.
Right.
I'm surprised because people
you would
clamored
think
for
after
it.
10 years, it would probably be a little tougher this time because we're restarting it.
Yeah.
We're recharging.
It's been a break.
It's not like people have been sitting there going, oh, now I'm going to call because it's strip trivia. This is what it's all about.
If they don't want the great prizes.
What's it going to take? I'll just summarize for Mike. What's it going to take to get you in this car today?
Bingo. That's the route you have to go. We have to be slight used car salesman. How much is this? Would you like to make this happen today?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Would you like to make this happen today?
I can't do it.
No, F it.
Girls,
F it.
Girls, if you want to play the game, call or email and we'll figure it out. We'd like to do it tomorrow. Friday would be an okay day as well, but generally speaking, on Friday, a lot of people are preoccupied with getting their asses out of town.
Right.
So we'd like to give you a nice, good strip trivia show tomorrow on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't.
Right.
So call us or email us, and like Mike said, the prize is $1,500 and a big screen TV and a whole bunch of stuff.
$1,500?
Good money.
$1,500? God, will that make your summer something special?
Who doesn't want that?
Good Lord. I said $1,500.
Shut up.
Today.
A lot of money.
Today. That's a serious amount of money.
Shut up! Okay. Well, John?
Yes?
John, we've been pimping this now for what seems like an hour.
All right, let's see. I've got two new ones here.
John, you're excited about this. You're looking forward to strip trivia, aren't you?
I'd love to make this happen.
Your tone is kind of impressive.
I would. Well, I'm the one sitting back here reading emails, so that's why my tone is a little somber.
What does that mean?
That means actually, as we were talking about it, I've gotten two new emails, so that we could bring us to four women.
All right, read us without the names. What do the emails say, the ones that just came in?
I've got one that says, "Hi, I'm interested in the strip trivia game, but a little nervous. Can you tell me how it works? I'm 23, cute, and live nearby in Virginia."
Listen, Pump,
here's how it works. Now, what are you doing right there? What are you doing? You got a nice lady that just might need little nurturing.
All right, Miss
Pump. A woman who might need a little bit of nurturing to play the game.
Miss Pump, here's how it works. Oh, and I hope you're happy, Mike, because now we're into the full shuck and jive. Come out
our
tap dance on the Atlantic City boardwalk.
No, you've described a participant.
Come on inside.
A potential participant.
Come on and play the penny slot.
Has been described
at the Don and Mike Arcade
as a pump. That's not the spirit of the game that we used to play.
It's very simple. Any young, wonderful pump out there should know that all you got to do is come down. You start with five articles of clothing. We ask Trivial Pursuit questions and a new edition this year, Wild Card, the True or False Lightning Round.
Wow.
For every question you get wrong, you take off one article of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you are nude, you run out of the studio into the adjoining room.
Everybody gets a chance. Right, yeah. I mean, we go back and forth between the guys. The guys are sequestered in a separate room.
Guys are in our room.
You don't have to have any contact with the...
The guys are in Buzz's room.
Right.
The chicks, generally speaking, are here in our room in the main studio.
Where they are safe and protected.
And anyway, so it ends up with, if we got, for instance, 10 people...
Seriously, how long ago did we do it?
Three years. 9 people would be naked out of the 10. Ideally,
right.
And the one person who has clothes left would be the one who wins the prize.
And when you're naked, you get naked and then you can leave. You don't have to stand here naked.
And
I think it's just important because it has been 3 years to let everybody know how the game works.
Simple general knowledge stuff, Trivial Pursuit, with thousands of true or dog poo questions.
You already have questions?
Oh, yes.
Do you already have questions?
Yes, Hugh Hamilton. I did.
Hugh Hamilton. Ladies, are you going to give us a sample?
Yeah. Michael.
Yep.
And these are so fast, we'd have to do them like in packs of five. So it's best of five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you got to get 3 out of 5, or you'd have to take off an article of your clothing.
Okay.
Okay? Rob, count on these real fast for Mike. Mike.
Yep.
When koalas run on their hind legs, they can cover short distances of up to 35 miles per hour.
False.
That is correct. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
NASA buys spare parts for the space shuttle on eBay.
True.
You're doing good.
True. You probably know about large, extra large, and jumbo-sized eggs. The smallest size egg is known as a peewee.
False.
Damn. That one is a fact.
All right. How many do I have to get?
You got to get one more.
All right.
The original name of the show Cops was Police Cops.
False. I get to keep my clothes on for this round.
Now we go to Buzz.
All right.
Again, 3 out of 5. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, slugs have approximately 3,000 teeth.
True.
Sorry. All right. A full moon shines 9 times brighter than a half moon.
True.
Giraffes.
Where's your mind?
Giraffes infected with sexually transmitted diseases can develop genital warts the size of baseballs.
Absolutely true.
Oh, that's the same. You were so assertive. Is he taking clothes off yet?
Two articles.
He has one correct and two wrong.
Buzz, a male rhinoceros has no scrotum.
I'm going to say false.
Sorry, that is correct.
All right, Buzz, what will you be removing?
I'm down to my pants, I think, at this point.
The testes, incidentally, do not drop. They stay up around the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Rightly so.
There's no need for a scrotum. See, that's how easy it is to play.
Well, I just think any woman listening to that would know just how easy it's going to be to put $1,500 in her purse.
And that was without...
And the TV.
Without
the TV. You can't take the TV. Yeah, I'm sure that could be... Nice delivery could be arranged, I would imagine.
Nice without TV. The crazy trivia questions. Mm-hmm. That's a part of it, too.
Right.
So, John, there you go. There's
and incidentally, don't worry about the men that are participating, because they never win anyway.
Right.
Well, we're now to the 11-minute mark of this. We're not going to pimp it out.
There's no reason. I don't think it's pimping as much as it's informing.
Stating the fact.
It's John, informing after 3 years of the way this game works.
Where do we stand now?
Just got a response from one of the girls that I was pretty sure was going to happen, and she's going to try to bring some friends.
See, now, here's what you got to do. What you got to do is write back and say, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but what are their names? What are the phone numbers?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean.
I know.
Close the deal.
I'm doing my best.
You know what you can do? It's kind of like, you know, like you can have a double life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're happily married, right?
Yes, I am.
Right? Your wife's a nice lady. I've met her.
Yes.
She doesn't have a problem with you doing this, right?
But still, you know what you can do? You know what you're doing? You're picking up chicks.
You're closing deals. You're closing deals, John.
You know what you're doing? You're like, in a way, it's almost like you're working for Van Halen. You know? And I don't mind, Mike. I'll be Eddie. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'll be Eddie. And
thank you. Have you seen Eddie's teeth lately? Well, I saw a picture on the tabloids of Eddie's teeth. They had a close up. It was that magazine I got the other day, that Shock magazine. Oh my God! It's the art of seduction for John.
That's right.
I mean, who do you want to be? You want to be Eddie, or do you? It doesn't really, or what's his name?
Michael Anthony.
I want to be Sammy Hagar.
Either way, I know this, that they would say to guys, they would say to some guy working with them, I want to sleep with maybe her. Or her, or her, or her, or her. And it was this guy's job to just go into the crowd and find chicks.
Make it happen.
And now that
crowd is our listening audience right now.
I swear to Christ, this
I'm
is
not true. Sure where this is going to work.
I saw this happening with my son.
This is the whole pump thing that you're on right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, right. Right, that I'm the guy that's driving it off the cliff right now.
You're turning these women off. Though.
Right.
You call them pumps. So now
no one ever calls them
pumps. Now you're calling. Now they're rock and roll.
I stood up for the homeless lady when everyone else is calling. Calling her a bitch in the C word.
Yeah, you did that. You did that. I just, you know, it's all about, you know how
it
is.
I even coined the phrase bunt.
It's all
a combination of bitch and C word.
It's all about the participation. John, how would you phrase it? How would you sell it if you, you know, got a prospective strip trivia woman on the phone?
$1,500 and a flat screen TV. That would sell itself.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
really, John.
Dear. Oh,
doesn't
we
really.
Might have.
That's why there's so many Mercedes sitting outside those dealerships. They don't really sell themselves. Cost an S-load of money, dude.
Well, don't cost nothing to play the game.
You know, seriously, I've never spoken to a woman who played strip trivia who didn't have a fantastic time.
Well,
and I am
that,
not pimping. I'm telling
that,
the truth.
It's fun.
Except that one woman.
Which one?
Oh, her?
You know, the one.
Oh, that one.
The one.
Wow.
Mrs.
That's
Friend.
Okay. Well, no one knew, you know. That was just an episode of The Crying Game. Weren't we all shocked at that?
Yes, we were.
And really, with Van Halen, I really saw this. Bart had to be maybe 8. We went out to Nissan Pavilion to see Van Halen. It was whatever the album was that had Pound Cake on it,
mm-hmm.
Top of the World.
Right.
We listened to that album all the time. We got backstage passes, and right before the show, they were shushing everybody out of the area, and Eddie Van Halen walked by and saw Bart, and it was like Otto from The Simpsons. Bart will remember this. He said, you know, hey, little dude, are you a fan of Van Halen? And Bart said, yes, I am. And Eddie Van Halen said, what's your favorite song? Bart said, like, Pound Cake. He said, cool. This kid can stay. So
yeah.
Bart and I know I've told this story on the air before, we stood on the edge of the stage for the first 3 songs that Van Halen did in concert. Was incredible. And what I do remember at one point was Eddie Van Halen running over and talking to the road manager. And I was thinking, oh, something like with his headset or something.
Yeah.
He was pointing at a chick in the crowd. That was,
yeah.
I mean, really,
there
was
we go.
Pointing her out like, she's one that I want. And she was out there like, you know, F me!
Mm-hmm.
F me, Eddie!
And strip trivia is nothing like that.
Nothing at all.
Nothing like that at all.
I was just trying to...
It's not as ugly as that.
I was just trying to tie
my thoughts
together.
It's not nearly as ugly
as that. More beautiful and more fun.
Just know there are no pumps involved. It's just people that want to have a good time and get a little naked.
Just people.
If anything, it's like those trips to the nudist camps that we used to take.
Oh, how's it going now, John?
I got another one who says she's going to be here.
Yeah, one after the other. So what would your total be right now, John?
Three.
I thought you said you had one before.
I said I had two for sure. I had two on the hook. I had not heard back from the two on the hook yet.
In a previous one, we're talking about
David Edgar.
Friends.
I mean, John.
Very confused.
Nobody's calling, Mike.
All right. Get back to us.
I will.
Hold on a second now. Bye, John. What is this? Let's go right to this line. Hello, Donna, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. I would really love to come down there tomorrow and play strip trivia.
And then that didn't sound like there's going to be a
but.
You're really going to come down?
No, I'm so serious about it.
Good. Wonderful.
I'd like the only but that I would have is that I don't think I'm a little too thick in the middle, maybe.
That's not okay.
Honey, what's your first name?
It's Ebony.
Ebony?
Oh, mm-hmm.
What a lovely name.
I love your magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a subscriber.
I love the song.
And Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the teeth.
Have you ever played strip trivia before?
Nope.
It is an absolute blast.
Aren't elephant tusks made out of ivory?
Yes, we're here.
Ivory. Oh, ebony.
Ebony,
right.
Is
ebony
black.
Ivory. Oh, ebony. Well, then I love the piano keys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love the ebony piano keys.
And, Ebony, you're in.
Well,
Mike, hold on. Awesome.
Who's, please. What standards do we have?
We don't have standards. Anybody can play.
Let's add
all shapes and sizes.
What if she says she looks like a Mandingo from American Idol?
Now, listen, we're going to say, who's the celebrity you most resemble, Ebony?
I honestly really don't know.
See?
Oh, dear. We have to have
that's
someone even remotely
close. Well, you know
close.
What? If you want to, I can give you my MySpace page, and
Not on the air.
You know what, Ebony? Come on down and
hold
play.
On. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Please would be nice. I don't know why.
What, Mr. Wolf?
If I'm curt with you, it's because time is of the essence.
All right. Well, maybe it'll work out for tomorrow.
It'll work out, you know, if it's going to work out for tomorrow, it has to work out right now.
I think it is.
Or by the end of the show.
By the end of the show, yeah.
By the end of the show.
Just, hello?
Hey. Hi. Hi.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Calling back to the nerve center.
He's getting some info from Ebony.
And there, of course, is no problem with fellas, right? We don't have to put out the word for fellas.
Plenty of them.
I've been holding them off. I said that you would probably announce for fellas at the near the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because we know how that goes.
Guys can send their emails now. And just go ahead, guys.
Yeah.
Guys can send emails now.
That's it. Just make it a nice shower.
Exclusive emails for the guys, right?
Shower.
No phone calls necessary.
Yes, absolutely, Michael.
No calls from the guys.
Thank you.
Very good.
Goodbye. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Call now. Phone Jeopardy.
Okay, so that's what's happening there. And now we've got a break again. I hope you're happy, Mike. Boy, that was a lot of pimping.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was a lot of pimping.
Yeah, ladies, if you're out there and you want to play strip trivia, call us now.
I don't mind the pimping as long as there's a payoff after the pimping.
Right. You mean if we're disappointed after this, you're going to be mad at me?
I'm not going to be mad at you because of your Hispanic attack.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I don't want to put the pressure on the women out there, but I don't need to have another one of these episodes.
All right, do it for Mike.
Ladies.
Episode.
Really? Okay.
Hispanic attacks.
Come down.
Shut up. Now what are you using, like your sexy voice?
No, that was my pathetic voice that, I don't want to have a panic attack.
Oh, sounded like you were trying to be sexy like Buzz there for a second.
And if you come down, Joe will take the TV to your car.
Will you stop?
Chop, chop.
Stop this, please.
You know, I enjoyed that feature when we did it 3 years ago. I'd really like to see it happen again.
Okay, I got it.
You getting that?
I got it.
Yeah, I think it would be very, very good.
I got it.
It'd be fun for everybody.
Okay.
It's like a trip to an amusement park.
Okay, I've got you.
Are you with me, boys?
We're with you.
Yeah.
Huzzah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Am I what?
You'd like to see it happen. I know you would.
What? What? Strip trivia? Yes.
You didn't mean what you said about pumps?
Yes, I did. Come on, all you pumps. Call and play the game. It's a term of endearment, goddamn.
There you go. That's all I needed. Just had to qualify it.
Come on, you effing pumps.
I love you, pumps. I love you, little pumps.
I said, what I said the other day, when I thought we should have cheerleaders like the junkies do. They call theirs the junkettes. We could call ours the dynamite pumps. Or the cougars.
Cougars. That's more appropriate.
The dynamite cougars will be at the Exxon on the run.
Let's welcome 68-year-old Brenda.
dynamite.
Cougar number one.
Dynamite cougars will be handing out hot flash pills.
Oh, fantastic.
Just come by with your free FM sticker.
Hallelujah.
Are you suffering from early menopause?
God of my cougars will be making an appearance.
Fantastic.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back, and we'll find out what's up with that and other stuff. Buzz, did you get that thing about the internet
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it's queued up and ready to
you
go.
You got that thing? All right,
sure.
We'll do that thing right after this.
All right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Phil. Well, today I listened to complaints about divorce, cheating, drinking, lying, unemployment, ungrateful women, and worthless men. And that was just one Gretchen Wilson song.
Delightful.
Thank you, Dr.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Okay.
Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting.
You say so.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey, you're reminiscing about producers, and I got to tell you, for the longest time, I had a crap-ass car. Oh, sorry, I can't say that, can I?
Sure you can.
Crap Asher.
I had a crappy car and it had a bumper sticker on it. It always got me attention. It made me think of your producer. I got it from Weva so many years ago. The producer that you nicknamed the other white meat.
Pork, the other white meat.
Frank Murphy.
Frank Murphy, the other white meat.
Right. The white meat, right.
Man, those were the days. You hated Weva, huh?
We did. So you going to play strip trivia?
Honey, I wish I could. I got to.
Yeah, right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Uh-huh. Thanks for reminiscing with us.
Yeah. Her own white.
Those were the days.
Buzz, before you go to that website.
Yes.
I'm reading our fan site, the one I mentioned, RadioGodsForum.com.
Uh-huh. Right.
And hold on, I just had. I don't even have to go into great detail. Let me see. Some guy whose name is Major Bill. That's his screen
okay.
name.
Right.
He has 267 posts.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's member number 6,334.
Right. Yeah.
And I would say he's waiting for someone to call an airstrike. I would say consider it called. That's all. Get out with your internet buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
That's
right.
All. Make it happen. He's writing about something there that... that would be funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think some of our listeners out there who are internet savvy are we're just waiting for some kind of
signal.
Okay, from us.
And very good.
That's a signal.
I think that's a good thing.
Hear ye, hear ye,
town crier.
Log on early.
Uh-huh.
Log on often.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on. Eat thy bandwidth.
And enjoy yourself.
Until you get the glorious payoff. Error. Server cannot be reached.
Bingo.
I believe it's error 505.
Ah, very good.
Anyway, so thanks for everybody listening to us and writing on our fan website.
Thanks so much.
Buzz, now, Mike, here we go. We've got some audio. We will have a link to this website on our website.
Good.
Our website is DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That's right.
We'll have a link momentarily to this site, PrezHilton.com. This is Madonna. Now, Madonna did a concert in Los Angeles the other night, you know, with the whole crucifix thing.
Was
right?
that her debut show for the American tour?
Opened
the
yes.
tour, yes.
Now, the deal with Madonna is that she feels that air conditioning makes her voice sound raspy. So if you go to a Madonna concert, uh-huh.
This is Madonna.
There is no air conditioning.
Right.
So she's doing an interview after the concert.
Uh-huh. And talk about odor.
And she has requested that there be no air conditioning in this building. Listen to her now. And also please dig on her British accent, which she's back to using
no,
again.
Oh, no, she's not doing that
yes,
again.
She is. Here she is. Get ready to hate Madonna again. You know, just when you think she's going to come back.
Right.
Here's your, anyway, roll it, Buzz.
This clip opens with a sound effect, but here we go.
I have a problem with the fact that there's no air in here and I'm going to die. Open the door now. I'm suffocating.
The air is on.
Please, you have no idea. I can't take it.
please.
Oh, God.
But, Mike, it's a minute long.
Check. Just give me a fan. It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even think to answer a question.
She's
can I offer you my
There it is. She's back to being Madonna.
And you've give me a fan.
What you've got to do is watch the video. Because we'll have the link on the website to the video where we actually see her saying these things.
I love that. I can't believe that the British accent is that pronounced. I'm amazed at that. But she's changed accents a million different times over her career.
She goes. She
changes her career, changes her image, mm-hmm. changes her accent.
She had it, she lost it. Now, I'm one of the people that goes to BritneySpears.com.
Why?
You know why. I think Britney Spears...
You think she's attractive.
Yes, even with her dirty feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she's married to K-Fed and everything else, yeah, I've always maintained. You just scrub her up, and oh boy, I think she's dreamy.
I think she's nasty.
Anyway, I called Rob over the weekend and mentioned that I had seen something on Britney Spears' website. I know, I'll play it for my
He's a fag!
I called Rob and I said, I saw something on Britney Spears' website.
You like her pregnant, don't you?
Goddamn right.
The more pregnant, the better.
To a point. Like about 8.5 months. She has her feet. Her dirty feet. Anyway, I was on this site on Saturday, uh-huh. and there was something that was there, and then when I called Rob called me up and said, hey, I'm on Britney Spears' site, and I can't find it.
Hmm.
So we talked to somebody with an internet thing. Who was it? The guy at the prep service?
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is. This is what I saw over the weekend. Britney Spears, I guess you got to really watch her website all the time.
Okay.
Because she disciplines Kevin Federline by writing poetry about him.
Wow.
When he pisses
her
off.
Quality. I bet it's quality haiku.
When he pisses her off. And apparently the way that this works is because I didn't know about this. I called Rob, and Rob informed me then that the guy at some prep services, yeah, that there's a site where all they do is watch for this because...
Roses are red, violets are blue. I hate Kevin, and so do you.
What she does is she will just blog something,
uh-huh.
and then her publicist will, like, have to go...
They can delete it.
And go, Jesus Christ, call her and tell her to get that off. So here's what I read on Saturday, and thank you, Rob, and to the people at whatever this site is that got us the information. This was on Saturday. It was on between 2 and 4 p.m.
Right.
East Coast time, which is when I saw it.
Uh-huh.
This post was on Britney's official site. Here is the rhyme, the poem. You don't see me now. You ask yourself why. Oh, and also it had his picture. It
right.
said, to Kevin from Britney.
Mm.
You don't see me now. You ask yourself why. My crown is back, and it's way too high. For you to be in my presence, especially my son, you should bow down. I've only just begun.
She's an ass.
Wow.
She's an ass, ladies and gentlemen.
I love her.
Nice phone.
God, is she white.
But is she going to dump him or not? That's what we don't know.
I don't know. It's just great that, and thank you, Rob, for finding that for me. Because, you know, he said that even Rob called me a homo. I said, but really, I saw... And then
but
I
you really do have a thing for her, don't you?
Oh, swear to God I do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Also, hold on. Oh, here's a great quote that I found on American Idol.
This is not on the Britney website?
No. This is on AmericanIdol.com.
Okay.
Why did Ryan Seacrest dump Terry Hatcher? Here's the quote.
With me.
Now, this is going to drive you crazy, Bella.
Did you see when Terry Hatcher was on Letterman, and she was talking about actually what her theory was on Ryan Seacrest?
I did not. What did she say?
Well, she insinuated that he might be play for the other team.
Oh, like Matt Farmer.
Yes, exactly.
Well, here's the quote from him. This is from the American Idol website. Of course, I was on last night at 9:01 p.m.
Any poetry there?
Trying to download the ringtones. Anyway, here's what it says. This is Ryan Seacrest now. Terry is clever. She's self-deprecating. She's successful. She can pay for dinner. What's wrong? It's strange. It's not a Terry Hatcher issue. It's a Ryan Seacrest issue.
Mm.
So he's speaking about himself in third person.
Right. So he's saying he wasn't turned on by her.
Well,
is that what
again,
it was?
It's strange, but I don't think it was a Terry Hatcher issue.
Mm.
It's a Ryan Seacrest issue.
because Ryan's too good for Terry.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe...
Or it supports what you heard on Letterman.
Or maybe...
It's a Ryan Seacrest. Yeah, maybe that's his issue. Mm-hmm. That he's actually...
Ryan Seacrest is a gay.
Oh, hold on. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
I want to make sure I mention today that I read about Simon Cowell's new TV show, the one with Regis.
Yes.
Right. The one that's going to be like the talent show. They've got the judges. Now, the judges are... Regis is not the judge on this new Simon Cowell talent show.
Right.
Regis is the Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
The judges are a crusty British guy that none of us know.
Hello.
Brandy, mm-hmm. you know, the R&B singer Brandy.
Right.
And David Hasselhoff.
No!
Perfect.
Oh, the Hoff!
You can't write it better than that.
I can't believe they didn't hire LaLucci. Where the hell is LaLucci?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So it's going to be, Regis will be Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, boy.
And like a juggler will come out, and then Brandy will tell him what she thinks, mm-hmm. and then the British guy, and then David Hasselhoff.
I'm Regis Philbin, and America's Got Talent.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with people? Buzz.
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's time for news and comments.
That's
here.
That's right.
What is your lead story has to be the fact that not enough girls have called for strip trivia, right?
I think we're going to be fine, so there's no need to make that the lead story.
I think it's going
to
be delightful.
That's okay. Right. Tonight, a report on pot smoking and lung cancer. Should your congressman drink on the job?
Sure.
And
sure.
Some wild and wacky sex news.
Wow.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Any of those stories in an autobiographical form?
No.
Okay.
But all
that was very professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more.
And more.
Your round-trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
Right. Buzz's news and comments, and I brought to you by St. Pauli Girl Beer. It's too bad they couldn't bring by a few more 100 cases today.
The boys were very excited about that.
Sure. Rob loves it. It's brewed in Germany.
That's nice.
Like donkey urine from Germany.
Dark and light.
But St. Pauli's urine is available at a retailer near you.
Come on in.
I don't think they needed the stuff about donkey urine. St. Pauli girl, you never forget your first girl.
Your first girl.
What are you looking for, boy?
Joe's burp.
Joe's burp right here, number six.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, that wasn't because of that.
Oh, of course. Of course it wasn't.
St. Pauli Girl, new sponsor on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, very nice. They brought a ton of it by.
Yanni.
Hello.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing pretty good.
That's pretty optimistic from Yanni.
I'm not one to oversell it.
No, you don't oversell.
Then I look stupid.
You do not oversell.
No, we've gotten quite a few responses. I will be making some phone calls after the show and getting this all firmed up, and I will have an answer for you this evening.
Okay, good. Well, for God's sake, don't call me at home.
No, I'll call Rob.
Okay, good. Be nice as you can to the ladies, too, Johnny.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
Charming.
I'm nice to everybody, Mike.
I know you're nice to everybody.
I'm just saying to their face.
And, John, I'm kidding. Of course, you call me at home. But really, it would be easier if you went through Rob.
Yeah, and feel free to call, John, not during idle.
All right, bye, Johnny.
I'll call you at 9:50.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Can I tell you, make sure you make a call by midnight.
He's called me up today, just, you know, to lie, because
that's his skill,
because it's what he does.
That's his job. That's what he's paid to do.
So I see it says, you know, on caller ID, it says Michael Hughes, right? So I pick up the phone.
Is that when the hair on the back of your neck stands up?
I go, hello, and he's on a speaker, and I hear, hold on. I didn't think you would pick up the phone when you saw it was me. Hey, hello, dumbass, Mr. Dumas. Don't start the conversation by telling me that.
Right.
You know.
Kind of sets it off on a bad tone, doesn't
advantage,
it?
I'm giving him advice. Advantage me.
Right.
Because what he's admitting is he's surprised I'm picking up the phone because he was pretty sure that I don't like talking to him so much.
He says that to everybody, though. He says, I'm surprised you took my call.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Sorry about that.
Maybe you're right.
He's always the only one that ever takes my call is the warm wine dealer.
He says that in person, too.
Of course.
I'm surprised you're talking to me.
I'm surprised we're making eye contact.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, common sense would seem to say that if you set something on fire and draw concentrated amounts of the smoke into your lungs, that would be bad. But throat doctors who studied chronic pot smokers...
Throat doctors?
Throat doctors. I'll explain.
throat doctors. You know what that's like?
Here's a quiz for our listening audience. Let's see what the editorial slant of this story will be.
Thoracic physicians, if
that's
you
like
prefer.
Cold box. Somebody calling you.
Where's the throat doctors?
Cold box.
I'm trying to keep it simple.
All well, right. Usually throat doctors, don't they also specialize on the ear and the nose?
ENTs or so.
There you go, Rob.
Ear, nose, and throat doctors. Mm-hmm. These are thoracic
specialists. Or buzzes, buzzes experts, pot doctors.
No, these are real doctors.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a hookah. You know, Turkish water pipe.
Looks like a seltzer bottle with a thyroid condition. Who would want a thing like that?
It's some pretty good hookah.
Doctors who studied chronic pot smokers say they found no increased risk of cancer in the lungs, mouth, tongue, throat, or esophagus. They told the American Thoracic Society International Conference this week, quote, "We expected a history of heavy marijuana use would increase the risk of cancer. It didn't." These are thoracic doctors who have to treat cigarette smokers. They've seen horrible things.
When are you going to be having your party to, have the big celebration?
The party never stops, Mike. They studied 600 Californians who have, since their teens or 20s, inhaled on at least 500 occasions, some on more than 22,000 occasions.
Could it be late today? I'm at the throat doctor.
Researchers say those folks are now reaching the age when one might expect cancer to set in. They say it isn't happening with weed.
Throat doctor, this is Artinger here.
The newsman has gone bonkers since he went to the Tommy Chong concert.
After these doctors issued the statement, did they eat Cheetos and Milla wafers?
Yes, because that's what they do at the American Thoracic Society International Conference.
Let's spark up, boys.
See you at the Chong building.
They say the cancer isn't showing up in lifelong weed smokers, just tobacco, which is legal. That's the only place they find the cancer. Another recent study suggests that THC makes aging cells die sooner, denying those aging cells a chance to become cancerous.
I could have used you in court about 8 years ago.
Where was I then? What good am I now?
I was simply preventing cancer.
Me and Taylor Hicks.
That's right.
8 years ago. Oh, and Rob has just handed me a note.
Yes.
I love it when you make a controversial stand.
And I don't care what anyone says.
What's his opinion?
I hate cancer.
Very good, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Good stand.
People person, Rob Spiewak.
That's right. Should the men and women who write our laws and vote on issues have to work sober? So they have to work sober?
Oh, no. See, I was answering. You know what?
You were saying yes leading up to it, and then you're definitive no.
I just buzzed in on Jeopardy early, and Alex would have said to me, hey, Dumas, I'm not done with the question yet.
No need to legislate sober.
Apparently.
No, the answer is no, Buzz.
This is the burning question, however, in Oregon, that and whether lawmakers should be punished for representing under the influence. A panel of Oregon lawmakers voted yesterday to recommend that all of this be studied after a complaint from a lobbyist.
Mr. Speaker, I just have four, and I asked him to stay.
What state is Barbara Boxer from?
California.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, and didn't make it.
Her voice is deep.
Oh, she's been drinking.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, please forgive us.
He's being funny. Come on, guys. Now, Buzz, we really have the tape. That was just...
Oh, okay, good. The real Barbara Boxer.
This is the real Barbara Boxer.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny.
Boxer.
Pants are wet all day. Yeah.
Thank you, Senator.
Oregon lobbyist Steve Dell runs a crime victims group, and he says one of the legislators he recently met with had booze on his breath. The subject of the meeting was drunk driving.
Okay.
The FBI catches a congressman on video.
That's when the senator said, "What's y'all so uptight about?"
The FBI catches a congressman on video taking a $100,000 bribe. FBI agents got a warrant and searched the congressman's office. And now other lawmakers are saying the agents violated the Constitution by doing that.
Who's saying this? Other lawmakers?
Other lawmakers.
Who might have money in their freezers, too.
It's very brave of them to speak up, I think.
In their cold boxes.
Can you be called Batman?
They say, these other lawmakers say the agents, the FBI agents, crossed a line that separates Congress from the executive branch, a line that's never been crossed before, they say.
Jerks.
It is interesting that despite all the names we've heard connected or allegedly connected with corruption, like Bill Frist, that the feds would come down on a Louisiana representative named William Jefferson. Ever hear of him before this week?
I sure haven't.
Bill
Fist. I call him Bill Fist.
I have no idea who we're talking about, but I sure think legislators should be able to legislate drunk. Hello, dear. How are you?
Hi, Bill. The burning issue for the world today seems to be Iran, which is firing off test missiles as some kind of threat to Israel and still forging ahead with its nuclear program. United Nations representatives from the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China are meeting in London talking about incentives and threats to make Iran settle down. Don't expect any decisions. It's not a final meeting. Some experts think the best way to get that'll Iran work, to come though. Around is for the U.S. to promise not to overthrow its government.
That'll work.
Having the meeting?
No, threatening them.
Threatening.
Hey, Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Iran.
Hey, excuse me. Well, same difference. Iran? How you doing? It's the United States and Britain and maybe two or three other countries.
You're really making us mad.
Knock it off, Buster. Knock it off.
We're going to suck you right in the eye.
If you don't promise to stop, I'm going to make a donation to the Red Cross.
Gonna cry? Gonna hit you in the chest with a basketball? You gonna cry?
What's the matter, little girl? What's the matter?
You gonna cry?
What's the matter? Think you're gonna make your nukes? Go make your nukes? Come on. You gonna make your nukes?
Big old bully.
Meanwhile, you know, Iran's over there going, excuse me, who is that? That would be America and Britain and what? Some country starts with an I and ends with a vowel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that all you got? A country starts with an I and ends with an E? And Uruguay's in?
Come on, knock it off.
We're scared now.
Who are you scaring me?
Some of the government's personal data on Americans has been lost. Maybe you heard. I'll have the latest when we continue.
Okay, so more good news.
That's nothing but good news.
More good news.
And hey, pot can't cause cancer. That's good news.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
Throw doctor
icebox.
Throw doctor say so.
Title show.
Okay, thoracic conclave.
Cold place. Ryan Seacrest.
Welcome to the doctor's convention, man.
What's next, Buzz? I'm sorry.
Sex news.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
A better answer.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
Buzz. Yes. This segment of your new show is brought to us by the Visa Business Card. Business. Efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. And now,
it's like Jim Morrison
with his thingy right out of his pants. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, maybe you heard somebody in Veterans Affairs took home.
Maybe you didn't know that about Buzz.
What's that?
He does the show with his thing hanging out.
Well, not exactly hanging. It depends on the news story.
That's right.
Okay, well. He's a fag.
Not you noticed, Mike.
Well, I groomed my beard very well.
He noticed.
Matt Farber says hi.
Thank you, Maddie.
Maybe you heard somebody at Veterans Affairs took home a laptop. It got stolen. Contains personal data on nearly 27 million veterans, mostly folks.
My poor 85-year-old mom was freaked out about that.
My dad probably.
But it's after 1975, right? If you were discharged after 1975.
As I understood it, anybody who'd been discharged before 1975.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure to call my mom and tell her to get freaked out again.
Yes. And officials at the Veterans Affairs Department say they suspect any kind of conspiracy. Quoting one, it's highly probable they don't know what they have. Veterans Affairs groups are not so sure.
Incredible!
And today we learned the theft happened about 3 weeks ago.
There's a veteran.
Somebody kept it quiet.
You're not going to believe this!
According to John Kerry, someone needs to be fired.
Sergeant Pop.
That homophobic group of Baptists from Kansas is still protesting at the funerals of our young men and women who've died in Iraq. Their irrationale is that our troops are dying because the U.S. is such a gay-friendly country. That's so effed up on so many levels, I won't even bother to list them.
Ooh.
Anyway, over 24 states have voted to restrict these idiot protesters, but still they show up at the funerals. One yesterday in Delaware, there were counter-demonstrators throwing rocks, eggs, and water bottles at the band of idiots.
Wow. I mean, somebody's got to be busting some heads.
They started to yesterday.
Oh, did they? Good for them.
Police say that other than the five people arrested for throwing stuff, people showed, and I quote, good restraint.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Now, if you heard there was a town where you couldn't shack up with your baby's mama, you'd say, fine, I won't move there. But what about the unmarried couples with children who already live in Blackjack, Missouri, who are about to be evicted? A lot of towns have occupancy rules for different types of dwellings. Mainly it's to keep large extended families from living in the same house.
I live there. Come see me anytime.
And Blackjack?
Apartment 21.
21.
Winner.
21. Always bet on black.
Now, one local company.
Snipes. Snipes.
You'll never forget that phone call, will you?
No. Wesley Snipes, star of Passenger 57,
right,
in which he says, always bet on black.
And when
right,
you call Wesley Snipes' answering machine, this is what you get.
Snipes.
Beep. That's it.
That's all.
That's all you need. That's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple in Blackjack, Missouri, has been told they cannot move into the four-bedroom house they just bought, and all because they're not legally married. According to the woman, they see family in a certain way, and that's the only acceptable way. It's a moral issue for them.
I might be looking at an eviction pretty soon.
The feds are investigating.
Are you being dyslexic, or was that story really about Jack Black?
No, no, it was about Black Jack.
And if you want to be sick for a moment, think about the fact that Jack Black has impregnated his wife.
Yeah.
Has he really?
Yeah.
It's going to be a wild-eyed kid.
Right.
Like him in that wrestling thing. Have you seen the
what
big...
What is that? Yeah.
Nacho Libre.
The big stand-up with
I'm
him.
Not in the Jack Black camp.
Oh, I am.
I'm really not.
Big Jack Black fan I am. I said that like Yoda. I love it with that
shirt
on.
Something? Is
he's
it
a Nacho Libre.
He's a wrestler.
El Libre?
No, Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
You got to laugh at the ad when he clenches his buttocks.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. Jack Black is
sometimes
great.
I'm late to the party with these people. You got to give me a little time.
He's good.
I needed Will Ferrell time. We'll see what happens with this.
But I didn't like him in King Kong.
No, he's terrible in King
Jack
Kong.
Black, right, because he was playing like a serious role.
Yeah, not so far.
Goodness sakes.
A serious role about a fake monkey.
he's a beauty, though.
Black beauty.
Black beauty.
While other women long for more, a 26-year-old British woman believes her sex life is a little too good. Ellie Allen has PSAS.
Hello, Ellie.
Permanent Sexual Arousal Syndrome.
PSAS.
She completes about 250 times a day.
Thank you!
You should let her know that we're playing strip trivia.
Thank you!
Tomorrow.
Thank you!
Maybe it happens because the bus is rumbling down a bumpy road.
Thank you!
For her, the rhythm of the photocopier is distracting.
Thank you!
Permanent state of arousal.
Every time it happens.
Thank you!
She says her bosses understand why she has to leave the room when she's talking with a client and her face turns red.
Thank you!
If she should happen to accidentally cry out from what she's feeling, she tells people she just stubbed her toe.
Wow.
No, no, no.
Doctors say that they don't know what causes this, and they say there is no cure. They recommend loose-fitting clothing and a desensitizing gel.
Thank you!
Oh, God, that's nasty.
Ellie says wine sort of helps. The rest of the time, shortly after she completes, she says it starts all over again.
Thank
wow.
you.
And then the really wacky sex news when we come back.
Oh, good tease,
right,
Buzz.
Good for you, Buzz. So he's like, that girl's got no off switch.
Apparently so.
What kind of gel was that?
A desensitizing gel.
A desensitizing gel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you!
You can make that yourself.
Thank you. Okay.
Sorry.
Sure you can, Mike.
Wow.
Sure you can.
I don't know. I don't even know what that meant.
I know what it meant.
Maybe you know what it meant, but I didn't know.
God knows I make a lot of that gel.
Oh,
I mean, we're talking about the same gel?
Oh, that's true. Now that does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you made it very literal. And now I know it's a desensitizing gel.
Right.
And Rob's looking at me like we have to break.
No. I'm just wondering if I could cure it. Just hanging out with her. I bet I could.
And now it's all the way back to Catherine McPhee.
Thank you!
Horrendous.
That whore. Catherine McPhee, that whore.
Oh, it's come to that now.
No, she's a good whore like an Animal House. Who's the girl?
Mandy Pepperidge.
That's her. And Buzz, sex news?
Wacky sex news.
Will we come right back?
Sex news.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget that.
They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Our next We're Number Whatever party.
Yeah.
Got to be done number 15. See next Wednesday night at Mike's joint.
We'll have
more information about that on our website.
Yep.
And we're running late on time. Let's check with Yanni.
Bo.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it looking for strip trivia?
I think I'm feeling a little bit better about it. Again, I will let you know for certain after the show when I make all the phone calls and line them all up.
All right, beautiful. Maybe tomorrow. Just maybe.
Yeah.
return a strip trivia.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I am. Now, the company won't let us put any nude pictures up, and we wouldn't put people in that position to say, let us put pictures of your TMA up. But if people will allow us to put photos of their faces or maybe their clothed bodies with the heads cropped off.
Right. How about so from the neck up when they're naked?
Mike, we'll see what they feel like.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see what they feel like.
It's a thought.
But no, see, the thing is, no, we can't have pictures. I mean, yes, we can have pictures of naked people, but we really are not supposed to.
Well, it's from the neck up.
Oh, from the neck up. Well, they but see
it's
that's
from the
thing.
Neck up when they're naked, but, so they'll have that kind of I'm naked face.
But they might.
But you won't see their bodies.
But they might not want their faces.
Might want, not want to be identified.
Exactly. So yeah. But either way, I guess my point is we're going to try to get some type of...
All I know is it adds up to fun.
Some type of photo of that you can see and play along at
right.
home. Okay, thank you, Yanni.
Welcome.
Oh, and Yanni?
Yes?
If you talk to the people at that fan site,
uh-huh.
You tell them that the code word, attack.
Wow.
Attack, 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 attack.
Wowzy, woo-woo.
So I'm sorry, what are you saying?
If there's 7,000 members of that fan site, attack, 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 attack.
Make Wonderful.
Make us proud tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
Attack. Okay.
Bye, then.
Bye, Yanni.
Bye, John.
Goodbye.
Like, I know that sounded like gobbledygook, but...
It'll make sense.
It's code.
It makes sense to some people.
Gang code.
Some people. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Finally, in Decatur, Illinois, a couple's been arrested for stealing a bottle of male enhancement pills and a king-size dildo from an adult store called Pleasures. They got caught because they returned to the store.
Pleasures.
Police found the sex toy, now used, in a bag in the back seat next to the couple's three-year-old daughter. They also found Vicodin and a meth pipe.
Oh.
The store says it doesn't want the toy back.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And just outside Ottawa, a 19-year-old man's been arrested for stealing an $80 artificial vagina. He was arrested 10 minutes after the robbery. Police say that sex toy had also already been used. The store says it doesn't want the toy back.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Nasty ending. Hey, how can you find me one of those?
Artificial?
Mike's got a birthday coming up pretty soon.
You are so incredibly thoughtful.
And they got to fly. Maybe strip trivia tomorrow.
Yeah, very good.
We'll see what happens. Good day to you, sir.
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 We got to go. I'm sure I'll talk to you tonight during American Idol.
Oh, I need a barrel of nutmeg.
You need what?
A barrel of nutmeg.
Of nutmeg.
A barrel of nutmeg.
Oh,
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.